This is the Patriots post-game show with Adam Jones on Patriots.com Radio.
First and 10 Patriots from their own one-yard line. Look at this. Brady's going to go with an empty backfield. Brady takes the snap, back to throw, gets rid of it down the field. Caught, 20-yard line, 30, 35, 40, down the left sideline. He's going to go the distance, a 99-yard touchdown play.
The Patriots post-game show is your source for instant news and reaction following every Patriots game. Join the conversation by calling the Ace Ticket Hotline at 508-298-0398 or email the show at webradio@patriots.com. Now, live from the Subway Fresh Broadcast Studios inside Gillette Stadium, here's your host, Adam Jones.
Well, the Patriots had a sluggish start tonight against the Kansas City Chiefs on Monday Night Football, but ultimately they take care of Kansas City by a score of 34-3, an impressive second half from the New England Patriots, piling up 24 points, though the last seven of which on a Shane Vereen four-yard touchdown. Cosmetic. Patriots now one of four teams in the AFC with seven wins. They join the Houston Texans, who are on a bye week, along with the Baltimore Ravens and the Pittsburgh Steelers. And looking ahead to the rest of the Patriots' schedule, you have to wonder, does this team lose again over the course of the regular season? It is the Patriots post-game show. Adam Jones live from our Subway Fresh Broadcast Studios inside Gillette Stadium. Here's how you get in touch. 508-298-0398. That's the Ace Ticket Hotline. You can email us webradio@patriots.com. Probably going to be taking a bigger picture look at the Patriots as it pertains to the second half of the season tonight. As look, I didn't expect the Chiefs to compete with the Patriots in this game, and they didn't. Outside of the first, 20 minutes of the football game, Patriots dominated this one from here on out, and they should have. Tyler Palko starting for the Chiefs. You look at that roster, and even though the Patriots are deficient from a personnel standpoint defensively, the Chiefs are even more so. So I don't think anybody in these parts are shocked by the Patriots coming out with this win. But again, something big picture we want to investigate. What did we learn about this club tonight, and do you see the Patriots losing again in the regular season? Those are the questions on the table at 508-298-0398. Send your emails to webradio@patriots.com. As the Patriots take care of the Kansas City Chiefs, they move to 7-3 with a 34-3 victory tonight on Monday Night Football. Let's get right to it with the good, the bad, and the injured.
Now it's time for the good.
Nice!
The bad.
You don't talk to me, all right? Knock it off!
And the injured.
I've fallen, and I can't get up.
On the Patriots postgame show with Adam Jones on Patriots.com Radio.
The clear-cut star of this game for me, Rob Gronkowski, Patriots tight end, in what very well could be a national coming-out party on Monday Night Football. Over the course of the week on ESPN Boston Radio, ESPNBoston.com, we've been asking people like Ron Jaworski, Mike Reese, other writers of the NFL, is Rob Gronkowski the best tight end in the NFL? Or is he the tight end having the best season in the NFL this year? 10 touchdowns now on the season after a pair of touchdown catches tonight. 4 catches for 96 yards, including a 52-yard touchdown. Rob Gronkowski with those 2 TDs became the fastest tight end in NFL history to 20 touchdowns. Took him just 26 games. The previous record holder was Mike Ditka. So obviously Gronkowski on the good list tonight with a couple of his patented spikes in the end zone. Julian Edelman also on the good list, and that is a far cry from just a few weeks ago from Edelman. Out at the nightclubs on Halloween, couldn't even be on the active roster. And now not only is he returning punts for touchdowns like he did with a 72-yard scamper, his second career punt return touchdown, but he's also playing defense, slot corner, and linebacker in some of these Patriots sub-packages. So a good night from Julian Edelman. And also Kyle Arrington. And look, I don't know if his coverage was locked down all night, but anytime you get 2 interceptions in a game, and he now is all alone atop the NFL leaderboard with 7 picks on the season, Kyle Arrington has to be on that good list as well. On the bad, tough list to choose from tonight. Certainly nitpicky, but you couldn't have felt good about the way the Patriots started this game. Maybe they came in, they took the Chiefs too lightly. It seemed like Kansas City was scheming it up. They're going for onside kicks. They're running wildcat plays like you expected them to do when you're deficient on the personnel side. But that Patriots start awful. They trailed 3-0 early. They went 3-and-out on their first offensive possession. They had a fumble in their first three possessions, so they turned it over, couldn't move the football, and you're sitting there going, all right, what's wrong with this Patriots offense? And finally, Kevin, they're able to put it together and start moving the football. But that start was bothersome tonight. The offensive line in that first half, terrible start. Sebastian Vollmer, a couple of sacks allowed, although one I thought was more of the coverage variety, but he just hung out Brady to dry on that sack by Holly. Logan Mankins gave up a sack as well. He also had a false start penalty. So I thought the O-line was suspect tonight. And where was Chad Ochocinco's breakout game? I thought this was supposed to be the game where Ocho broke out coming off that Jets performance. He had a whopping zero catches in this football game tonight. So where was Ochocinco? I understand that's nitpicky, but he's on the bad list as well. Certainly at the top of the injured list, Matt Light. That's a scary injury late in that game. You saw him get rolled up on his right knee. What kind of injury is that going to be for Light? Obviously, you go right to MCL, ACL, something along those lines. He did not return to the game. So we're sitting here wondering, and hopefully we get some info coming out of the Patriots locker room. He left late in that fourth quarter, did not return. Other Patriots shaken up, but returned to the game. Dan Connolly with a groin injury. James Ahedebo with a shoulder injury. And also Kyle Arrington left that football game and returned. So the Patriots escaped relatively unscathed. But there was Matt Light with that scary injury at the end of the game. And one other thing to point out, in a injury-related situation, before we get to these phone calls here, Marcus Cannon, active tonight, made his Patriots debut. He was playing before Matt Light left the game, but certainly that's something positive to come out of this. Just a great story with Marcus Cannon. You know, you think back to when the Patriots drafted him and brought him in here, and you're sitting there going, well, you hope this kid is healthy and leads a healthy life, and he winds up making his NFL debut tonight. So that's certainly something worth mentioning here as well. It is the Patriots postgame show. Adam Jones live from our Subway Fresh broadcast studios inside Gillette Stadium. You can give us a call on the Ace Ticket Hotline, 508-298-0398, or email us webradio@patriots.com. Following this Patriots 34-3 victory over the Kansas City Chiefs, you'll hear from Bill Belichick coming up here in about 20 minutes. On the Patriots postgame show, we'll also get the Patriots quarterback Tom Brady later on, and hopefully we grab somebody out of that Patriots victorious locker room as well, as the Patriots move to 7-3, one of just four teams in the AFC with at least seven wins. Let's hit these phone calls at 508-298-0398. We kick things off with Ray down in Florida. You're first up here on the Patriots postgame show. What's going on, Ray?
Hey, Patman, how you doing?
Doing well, man.
Hey, man, listen, I got to give a lot of credit to the defense, and Kyle Arrington, he played a good game today, and Mark Anderson and Brock Klosky, he's a monster, man. I mean, he's a man.
He really is, right, Ray? Like, and I want to get to the defense in a second as well, so sorry to cut you off. But Gronkowski, I really feel like this was his national coming out party, where you're going to hear some discussion nationally about Rob Gronkowski is arguably the best tight end in football, and he was on display tonight for the entire country to see.
I agree, Pac-Man. I mean, he's a monster. I mean, he dropped one catch tonight, but I think Gronkowski is probably the best tight end in football, to tell you the truth. I mean, I watched the whole game today, and I mean, it's just amazing, man. The guy is amazing, man. You know what I mean? No. I give a lot of credit to him. And you know what? Hello?
What's up, Ray? What?
Hey, listen, I think, you know, the offense started kind of like, I don't know what happened to the offense in the early part of the game, but, you know, the defense hang in there, man. I mean, you know, we get picked up on our defense, but, you know, I think the defense held in there early in the game. You know what I'm saying?
No, totally, Ray. I mean, that's kind of been a trend these last couple of games. The offense starts slow. The defense kind of keeps them in it. Ray, before we let you go, we've been asking this question, or at least we asked it rhetorically off the start of the program. Given the Patriots' remaining schedule, and it is the easiest in the NFL by opponents' win percentage, do you see the Patriots losing again this regular season?
Technically, I don't, but we might have a little problem in Denver. Maybe in Denver, we have a little problem there. But I don't think I see us losing in the rest of the season, to tell you the truth.
Look, Ray, I'm with you, and thanks for the phone call. 508-298-0398. You can email us webradio@patriots.com. Patriots remaining schedule after this: Philadelphia, Washington, Indy, Miami, Buffalo. Ray hit on the game, though, that I would put a bit of an asterisk next to, or a question mark next to it, and say, well, all right, let's see how the Broncos are playing in a couple of weeks. Because that Denver game at Mile High, a place where the Patriots traditionally struggle against an unorthodox quarterback, You know, it's just one of those where let's wait and see. But with six games now remaining in the regular season and all of them against doormats, you know, how do you see the Patriots faring for the rest of the regular season? I say they lose one, tops, and I don't think they lose again. I don't know where it comes from, but I certainly wouldn't expect them to lose more than one. You know, you're sitting there in the first half going, man, are they taking this Kansas City team lightly? Or is Crennel, as an ex-Belichick pupil, is he scheming things up and Todd Haley's really going for broke and emptying out the playbook, and then all of a sudden, next thing you know, the Patriots are in a laugher. Rob Gronkowski rips up the 52-yard touchdown. Gostkowski gets a field goal right before halftime, and really at that point, you feel like the Patriots left something on the field. They're only up 10-3. They could have been up 14-3. Then they come out, first drive, 9 plays, 85 yards. Gronk touchdown, breaks away from Washington, just like he did in his first drive.
Speak of the devil. Look, our boy's on the set of SportsCenter.
Yeah,
right here.
I'm telling you.
He's gone big time.
It is a national coming out party for Rob Gronkowski tonight. You know, Patriots, after that Gronkowski touchdown to start the second half, Arrington gets the first of two picks. Excuse me, the second of two picks. And Julian Edelman returns the ensuing punt for a touchdown, and that was the game. For all intents and purposes, after that Edelman punt return, 72 yards, game was over. But that's our question on the table for you, 508-298-0398. That's the Ace Ticket Hotline. Do you see this Patriots team losing again in the regular season? It is absurd to say, given how, I don't know, a week and a half ago, or at least following the Giants game, we're sitting here questioning the personnel on defense. And I do still have lots of questions about the Patriots defense. But for the rest of the regular season, I don't see another team on that schedule that scares me. Big picture, come playoffs, I don't know. We'll revisit that at that point. But for the rest of the regular season, I don't see another team on that schedule that should challenge the Patriots. 508-298-0398. You can email us, webradio@patriots.com. We'll go back to the phones in just a second. I do want to answer one other question Ray had, or at least talk about a name that Ray brought up. Mark Anderson, another sack in this football game tonight, another sack and a half in this football game tonight. Andre Carter's been the guy getting all the headlines, but let me tell you, Mark Anderson, he's not a three-down player, but in those obvious passing situations, he's given you a lift. On third downs, second and longs, obvious passing situations, he's come in, and he's given you a boost. And he's just another guy to game plan for. And honestly, took an injury to Sean Ellis for the coaching staff to start getting him some real burn. But Mark Anderson's been a difference maker here these last couple of weeks. Carter's been the guy getting all the headlines.
Sean Ellis, for all intents and purposes, Peck, and I noticed this from being, you know, down on the field, he's, for all intents and purposes, been a healthy scratch, to use a hockey term. He's just, you know, full uniform and pads, just kind of standing there watching the action.
Yeah, I mean, look, I was as on board with the Sean Ellis signing as anybody. I liked it more than Ocho or Haynesworth. If you remember me in the preseason, I was as on board with that Ellis signing as anybody. He has been a dud. You know, everybody mentions Haynesworth and Ocho as duds. No one really talks about Ellis. That has been a dud. 508-298-0398. That's the Ace Ticket Hotline. You can email us, webradio@patriots.com. Let's go to Travis down in Providence. You're next up here on the Patriots postgame show. What's up, Travis? Travis, you there?
I've phone silent.
What's going on, man? All right, let's stick Travis on hold there. Let's try to figure out what's going on with Travis on the phones here. 508-298-0398. That's the Ace Ticket Hotline. You send your emails to webradio@patriots.com. Look, this defense, again, not spectacular on third down, but decent. 6 of 14 on third down. And you know what? And this has been all year. They hold in the red zone. 0 for 2 for Kansas City tonight in the red zone. The one was, you know, in the end zone, just a terrible, awful throw by Tyler Palko right to the arms of Phillip Adams. But the first one, that was legit. That was a legit stop. Andre Carter drops Tyler Palko on a design run play. And, you know, the Chiefs have to settle for a field goal, and you're sitting there going, okay, the Patriots in the red zone again, I don't understand it. I don't know how long it's going to keep up for, but they're red zone deep. That's something that's been consistent all season for the Patriots, and it carried over again here tonight. Let's try Travis again in Providence. What's going on, Travis?
Hey, how you doing, Adam?
Doing well, man.
So, hey, I totally agree. The red zone defense is unbelievable. It's the tips that they're getting and the interceptions, it's really saving them, because otherwise they'd be putting up a ton of points. But anyway, I got 2 points to talk about tonight. First one is Arrington. Guy had an unbelievable game. I mean, am I right? Is he the leader in terms of interceptions in the NFL right now?
He is. He's the leader by two in the NFL in terms of interceptions with seven.
That's amazing. And he's totally unspoken. He's this unsung hero of the team. The other thing that I want to bring up, sure. I got two nicknames for some players on the team. First one,
okay.
Gronky the Donkey. Second one.
Wait, why Gronky the donkey?
I heard it the other night. The guy was very enthusiastic, so I thought I'd try to propagate it.
Donkey seems like this slow, lethargic animal. That doesn't sound like
Gronky. Yeah. You don't need to take that seriously. But how about this for Arrington? The red herring turn. Because of the deception.
All right. Perfect. Well, Travis, we'll mull those over. 508-298-0398. Thanks for the phone call here on the Ace Ticket Hotline. I don't know. Kev, what do you think of those?
I think we could have better here. I like G-Force myself.
Look, I like the effort. I like the effort, but those are a couple of thumbs down.
And by the way, the reason, you know, Arrington doesn't get any love is because he has all these jag quarterbacks throwing him the ball
all
the time.
Well, you know, look, Kevin, you know, part of me wants to say, all right, well, Arrington, the play right before the interception, his first interception, he was, like, turned inside out on this play over on the sidelines, and I'm pulling up my notes now. It was a 19-yard reception by Steve Breston. And you're sitting there going, Jesus, where's he even looking? Like, what's he paying attention to? And then the very next play, he comes up with an interception. And that was a momentum-turning interception, right? Like, the Patriots came back down. It was right after the Gronkowski touchdown. Patriots came back down and got a field goal by Gostkowski. Some momentum going into halftime. They get the football to start the second half, and they come right out with a 9-play, 85-yard drive. So that was a big play by Arrington. I will say, he has some shades, Kevin, of Asante Samuel.
Oh, brother.
Now, think about this for a second. You remember the pedigree of Asante Samuel? He didn't come in as a first-round pick. Asante Samuel's a fourth-round pick who came out of nowhere, had a ton of interceptions one season, and you sit there going, well, all right, is this fluky? I don't know. There's something to be said, Kevin, for ball skills, right? There's something to be said
for
a guy constantly having his hands on interceptions.
You saw, I believe, what is it, Molden dropped a surefire pick tonight. So
look,
it's not a given.
So all I'm saying, and the only parallel I want to draw, I think Kyle Arrington has given up his fair share of plays this season. Don't get me wrong. But he started 15 games last year. He's come in this year and made 7 picks. So last year, even if he didn't show up a ton, the coaching staff thought highly enough of him to keep him out on the field. So I would file that away. He has 7 picks this season. I don't know. I mean, Asante Samuel came out of nowhere. And when I say that, I mean he came into the NFL as a fourth-round pick. And he showed he was a guy who, if he could get his hands on a ball, would more often than not come up with it. So I'm not saying he's going to be Asante Samuel, but there are some shades of Asante Samuel early on in his Patriots career. And that's just something I'd file away. When a guy's around the ball a lot, it's not always an accident. 508-298-0398. That's the Ace Ticket Hotline. You can email us, webradio@patriots.com. Again, Patriots coach Bill Belichick. You'll hear from him at the podium coming up here in about 10 minutes on the Patriots postgame show. You'll also hear from Patriots quarterback Tom Brady, probably a little closer to 1 o'clock Eastern time, as we're going to go to almost 2 o'clock Eastern time here on the Patriots postgame show tonight. Adam Jones live from our Subway Fresh broadcast studios inside Gillette Stadium, following the Patriots' 34-3 win over the Chiefs.
Just a quick note here, Adam.
Sure.
A lot of the reporters are tweeting that Sean Ellis left the locker room very quick, didn't want to talk, didn't look too happy. I can definitely echo.
Was he on the field?
No, he was on the sideline.
No, but I know he was active, but he didn't get in the game.
No,
right?
Jermaine
Cunningham was playing over him.
From a casual, observer's standpoint, watching him watch the defense play, he didn't look too happy either when he's standing down there. So,
well, I'll tell you what, and look,
guy wants to play.
We'll continue to monitor that, but what do you mean? You expect him to play? Or, like, you expect, does he think he deserves to be out there?
No, he must. I mean, I guess the one positive you can take from it is that, you know, he wants to play. He wants to be out there, but I don't think he's done enough to earn reps over these other guys at this point.
So, look, we're still monitoring that situation. But, you know, Jermaine Cunningham played over him defensively, and Mark Anderson deserves to play over him defensively. So that's something to keep an eye on and upset Sean Ellis in the locker room. How about this one? This is from Mike Giardi. I'd file this as a good sign. Matt Light joking with reporters as he walked across the locker room. No soccer shoe on, limping, ankle injury, according to Mike Giardi. So that's better than a knee, I'll tell you, Kevin. I told you this right off the top in the good, the bad, and the injured. You see someone's right leg get rolled up on like that, first place you go is ACL, MCL, something along those lines. He didn't return to the game. So I will say that if it's an ankle injury, even if he's hobbling around, the fact that he's A, joking with reporters, that's a good thing. And B, the fact that it's an ankle and not a knee, a good thing as well. So maybe the Patriots dodge a bullet with Matt Light there tonight as well. 508-298-0398. That's the Ace Ticket Hotline. You can email us, webradio@patriots.com. Want to go back to Gronkowski for a second. because we've been talking for the last, I don't know, week or so about Rob Gronkowski. Is he the tight end having the best season in the NFL? And there was some debate. Jimmy Graham in New Orleans having a very good season, though I think he's more of a receiving tight end. He's more in that Antonio Gates school, where he's less of a blocker, less of a two-way tight end, right? Gates, despite how huge he looks, and the guy is a blimp, still has elite hands in this NFL and, you know, can still make some plays. He had another touchdown earlier this weekend. So, you know, you're looking at Antonio Gates as maybe a guy who's still in there. But really, who else is on that list? Maybe Jason Witten as a guy who's a traditional two-way tight end. But Gronkowski leads them all in touchdowns. And tonight, the athleticism he showed on both his touchdowns, Kevin. That 52-yarder was a crossing pattern. Breaks away from a tackle from Lewis on the sidelines and winds up getting into the end zone. Patented spike. That was the first touchdown, energized the crowd. That was the first of five straight possessions where the Patriots scored, by the way. Then his second touchdown, same idea in that he breaks a tackle on the sidelines from Washington and is able to rumble in the end zone. This time he falls on his neck, and you sit there going, man, is Gronkowski going to be able to continue playing the way he came down on his neck like that? But, you know, you look at Rob Gronkowski tonight with the two touchdowns and the big game that he had, and you sit there going, all right, you know, is he the elite guy, the elite tight end in the NFL? And you do feel like this was a national coming out party for Rob Gronkowski tonight. 508-298-0398. That's the Ace Ticket Hotline. You can email us, webradio@patriots.com. Let's hit a couple of these emails here. Michael writes in, hey, Adam, happy Thanksgiving. Great win for the Patriots tonight. Though it wasn't pretty early on, Patriots got it done, and a win is a win. The offense struggled early, but then found a groove. We good in there, Kevin? What was that? What's going on back there?
Things constantly changing here, Jones.
What was that thing? We
pretty
under attack?
Sure, I'm
are we under
sure
attack?
That has to do with is the that, phone that
is
I'm working on.
Is that something we have to be worried about here?
No, just working on getting the phones back on.
All right, well, you continue to do that. Again, Michael, in case you lost any of that. Hey, Adam, happy Thanksgiving. Great win for the Patriots tonight. Not pretty early on, but we got it done, and a win is a win. Offense struggled early, but then found a groove. Can't believe how in sync Brady and Gronkowski are. Also, what a job by Julian Edelman tonight. Go Pats, go. Again, that's Michael writing in to webradio@patriots.com, and he's right. You know, tonight, Brady really struggled with finding any receiver, really. And when I say any receiver, I mean wide receivers in this game. Branch had two receptions early on. And then until the end of the game, Wes Welker had been shut out. No catches for Wes Welker till the tail end of that football game. And you're sitting there going, okay, well, you know, Brady and Gronkowski on the same page. The chemistry there off the charts between those two guys. And tonight the Chiefs did a nice job taking away some of those other guys in that football game tonight. But the chemistry between Brady, you know, and Gronkowski apparent tonight, and it really did feel like a national coming out party for the Patriots tight end tonight on Monday Night Football. Someone else who felt like they're having a national coming out party on Monday Night Football, Patriots cornerback Kyle Arrington, two interceptions in that game tonight. Hello? And he joins us now on the Patriots postgame show. Kyle, what's going on, man?
Nothing much. How's it going? You got it.
It's doing well. We're doing well here. How'd it feel to get those two interceptions tonight on Monday Night Football?
You know what? It felt great. Tell you the truth. We just try to be a very opportunistic defense, and then those opportunities present themselves, we just do them with capitalize on them.
With the defensive performance tonight, Kyle, you guys on that side of the football have taken some heat over the course of the season. Do you feel like you silenced the critics to an extent these last couple of weeks?
I mean, you know what? The main thing we're working on is consistency. You know, just try to play a good 60 minutes of football, week in and week out. I mean, you know, no matter what happens, you know, we play a good game. We get all the praise. We play a bad game. You know, we're the worst defense since, you know, who knows when. So it's as long as we stay together, 53 guys in the locker room, believe in each other, go out there and play for each other, I think we'll be okay.
Bill Belichick has singled you out earlier in the season and said, you know, it was apparent that in the offseason you had put in a lot of work. He singled out your ball skills as well, your ability to, you know, when a ball is thrown your way to get your hands on it and come up with the turnover. What specifically did you focus on and work on in the offseason?
I would say, I went back home, the local high school kids, I went out there with my trainer, the local high school kids, they were, the receivers, the one-on-ones, try to focus on my techniques, play the ball in the air better, look for the ball more, instead of deciding when to put the hands, when to turn around and go get the ball. The biggest thing I think for me was just confidence. Last year, I was played mostly special teams, all special teams, predominantly special teams, in my career. I was first out there, early in the season, and then, it kind of put my foot in the water and, instead of jumping in. So, this year, I said, it's all or nothing.
Talking with Patriots cornerback Kyle Arrington, two more interceptions in that game tonight, now leads the NFL with 7 picks on the season. Kyle, yeah. Slow start for the offense tonight. What does it do for the team when Rob Gronkowski rips off a 52-yard touchdown like he did in that second quarter?
Oh, man, when Rob's running away from guys like that, he becomes very hard to defend. He's already has a big range. You can throw the ball up anywhere, he'll go get it. So, Rob had it. He was great for us. And like you said, off with the slow start for the defense, play like that, play together, 50 minutes like that. It was a good feeling because the offense built us out so many times, game in and game out. So it was definitely a good feeling for the defense.
What do you think of Gronkowski's end zone celebrations, those big spikes?
The spikes? Man, he's going to flatten that ball one of these spikes, man. Guy's so strong. No, I like it, though. I like it.
Finally, Kyle, Phillip Adams also with an interception in this football game. What have you thought of his play?
Tremendous play. Huge, huge. They were driving down on us, had us on our heels. And for us to get a turnover in the red area is big. We talk a lot about holding the offenses to 3 points, and then to come up and get a turnover, so they come up, empty. It's a big momentum shift, it deflates the offense.
And actually, Kyle, one more. Julian Edelman on defense tonight. What do you think of his technique? How do you think he looks on that side of the ball?
He looks comfortable. Looks comfortable. Bailed me out on one play. I missed the title. He came up, cleaned it up for me, man. So, we're always out there talking to him, lining up, getting him in the right spot. Hey, as long as we get him in the right spot, he does the rest.
All right, Patriots with a 34-3 victory tonight over the Kansas City Chiefs. They moved to 7-3 all alone atop the division. Kyle Arrington with 2 picks in that game tonight. Kyle, thanks so much for taking the time.
Oh, thank you for having me.
All right, Kyle Arrington joining us here on the Patriots postgame show following his team's 31-point victory tonight on Monday Night Football. We talked about a national coming out party for him with those 2 interceptions in this game tonight. Ditto for Rob Gronkowski. And you heard Arrington just tell us, look, when you get not just a score like Gronkowski had tonight, but an electrifying score, what does it do for that team? And just look at the circumstantial evidence following that touchdown from Rob Gronkowski. What happens? Arrington gets an interception as Rob Ninkovich, who I failed to mention earlier, just absolutely drilled Tyler Palko on that throw. Arrington comes up with the pick. Patriots go 8 plays, 51 yards. Gostkowski gives you a 21-yard field goal right before halftime, and you're sitting there going, okay, Patriots get the ball back in the second half. Now they can put things out of reach. They start with a touchdown to Rob Gronkowski. Patriots get another stop, a 3-and-out. Edelman gets a 72-yard punt return for a touchdown. Then on the next drive, Arrington with his second interception, and the Patriots come back down, kick another field goal. And you're sitting there going, okay, game over. 5 straight scores for the Patriots offense following that first touchdown from Rob Gronkowski. And you just heard Kyle Arrington say it electrified us. I'd say the proof is in the pudding with the way the Patriots offense woke up after that big play from Rob Gronkowski. So I thought he was the clear star in that game tonight, but Kyle Arrington on that list as well with the 2 picks. Again, leads the NFL with 7 interceptions on the season. I want to continue to work our way through the emails to webradio@patriots.com. It's where Nick writes in, Adam, another good win for the Pats. First off, I was concerned with how the offensive line was performing at first and how Brady kept on getting hit. He seems to be oblivious to where the rushing DBs are. Also, it'll be troubling if other teams can shut down Welker like this. And again, Wes Welker, no catches till the fourth quarter. Nick continued, other than that, this was an excellent to see them run the ball more and to get great success as well. Plus, kudos to Edelman playing decently on D and with his punt return for a touchdown. The defense had another terrific game, in regards to how they've reformed in the past. I believe they're better than they're given credit for. It's like what Gruden said. It's not how many yards allowed. It's how many points are allowed. Again, that's Nick writing in to Web Radio at Patriots.com. It's an excellent point by Nick on the Patriots running game. Not that I thought it was going to be a huge factor in that game tonight, and a lot of it was cosmetic at the end of the game. Vereen, 8 carries, 39 yards on that final drive, and a 4-yard touchdown on fourth down. And look, maybe he'll get some more play going forward this season. Even though it was garbage time, maybe we'll see a little bit more from Shane Vereen, who showed you something at the end of the game. But overall, Patriots piled up 157 on the ground. Green Ellis, I thought, had a nice bounce-back game after he had been quiet for a couple of weeks, so it's a good point. You know, I criticize the offensive line off the bat, and I think they did struggle in that first half, but they did open up holes in the running game, and in general, they kept Brady clean in the second half, so it's a good point by the emailer. Again, Patriots post-game show live from our Subway Fresh Broadcast Studios inside Gillette Stadium. I'm Adam Jones. You can give us a call on the Ace Ticket Hotline, 508-298-0398, or email us webradio@patriots.com. You've already heard from Kyle Arrington. You'll hear from Patriots coach Bill Belichick following his club's 34-3 victory over the Kansas City Chiefs on Monday Night Football next here on the Patriots postgame show.
Your business traveler who's flying away, you can get more out of your working day with plush leather seats including legroom galore to stretch out your knees, feet, and more. Plus 36 channels of DirecTV in your seat gives you something to watch once work is complete. Log on at JetBlue.com or call for an experience dedicated to you above all. My name is Edwin, and I'm a JetBlue crew member.
And that was a dedication to you from JetBlue. Experience it firsthand at JetBlue.com/business. Based on the average fleet-wide C-Pitch of U.S. Airlines, DirecTV service available on flights in 48 contiguous states only.
Hey, it's Jim from Ace Ticket, Boston's very own ticket agency. Ace Ticket is based here in Boston, so we know every seat in every venue. We're Boston fans just like you, from Boston sports to concert and theater. Whether you need one ticket or 100, Ace has you covered. So treat yourself or someone special. Call 1-800-MY-SEATS or visit aceticket.com and take advantage of our free and easy pickup at our Fenway Park or Boston Garden location. That's 1-800-MY-SEATS. 1-800-MY-SEATS.
Droid. Introducing the Droid Bionic by Motorola. So powerful it can access your home computer remotely and pull out your music, movies, images, and documents at the mind-melting speed of Horizon 4G LTE. The Droid Bionic. It's not only the master of droids, it's the master of machines. Control it, and you control everything.
Get the new Droid Bionic by Motorola and never sync with a cord again. Visit any Verizon store, droiddoes.com, or call 1-800-256-4646. Coverage details at verizonwireless.com/4GLTE.
That is the metaphorical sound of you hitting your head against the wall in your search for the perfect brand new car. Let's chalk it up to the fact that you didn't know AutoTrader.com even had new cars. See, AutoTrader.com lets you compare new cars side by side, even special offers, so your head and heart can both get what they want. Say your heart wants a sporty 2011 coupe, but your head wants the best deal in town. Bingo! A never been owned before coupe that your head and heart can both agree on. AutoTrader.com, now the ultimate new car marketplace.
Okay, I'll have the Giganto Burger with cheese combo.
Oh, will that be all?
That's it.
Go, Pats! What?
If you're like this man, you have what is known as a healthy obsession with the Patriots.
Hi, just the jeans today?
Yeah, thanks.
Go, Pats!
Okay, that was weird.
I know, right?
At Bank of America, we understand, and we can help. I'll just take this when you're ready.
Oh, here you go.
Go, Pats!
Indeed. Go Pats. With Patriots checking from Bank of America, you can do more than just tell the world about your loyalty. You can show them by getting the Patriots logo on your checks and debit cards.
I say, here's a baguette. Go long.
I'm open.
Whoops. Ask your Bank of America associate if Patriots checking is right for you. Or go to bankofamerica.com/patriots.
Bank of America N.A. member FDIC. Copyright 2010 Bank of America Corporation and account setup fee may apply in some states.
Patriot Place in Foxborough is New England's premier entertainment, dining, and shopping destination. Experience the Hall at Patriot Place, presented by Raytheon, an interactive museum dedicated to the history of New England football. The family will want to check out the latest summer movie at Showcase Cinema Deluxe, or a concert or comedy show at Showcase Live. Shop retailers and the region's only Bass Pro Shops. And of course, there's always dinner and drinks as you dine outdoors and take in the sunset or the view overlooking Gillette Stadium. Experience world-class medical care at Brigham and Women's Mass General Health Healthcare Center, located on-site at Patriot Place. The region's only four-star hotel, the Renaissance Hotel and Spa, offers luxurious accommodations, including the ultimate in pampering at Spa Epoche. Special events are always happening at Patriot Place, from Kids Club Storytime every Tuesday to the area's largest classic car display. Patriot Place is located in Foxborough next to Gillette Stadium, and parking is free. Visit patriot-place.com for complete store and restaurant hours and event listings. Patriot Place. Shop, dine, enjoy.
Hey guys, pumpkin coffee is back at Dunkin' Donuts.
Awesome. But what's with the guy behind you playing the timpani drum?
It's a big deal. Dunkin's pumpkin coffee is back for fall.
So you hired him to play every time you say pumpkin coffee?
And when I say something smart in a meeting.
This is big. Pumpkin is back at Dunkin' Donuts. Hurry in for a hot or iced pumpkin coffee before it's gone. America runs on Dunkin'. Price and participation may vary. Limited time offer.
Guys, I think the lady at Dunkin' Donuts is totally into me.
Why is that?
She made a delicious chicken salad sandwich just for me with celery and herbs on an oven-toasted croissant.
Yeah, they definitely do that for everyone.
Can I just enjoy this moment with Dunkin' Chicken Salad Woman in my heart?
Hurry in for Dunkin's new Bakery Fresh Chicken and Tuna Salad Sandwiches. They're hand-built just for you. America runs on Dunkin'. Price and participation may vary.
Welcome back to the Patriots Postgame Show, live from the Subway Fresh Broadcast Studios inside Gillette Stadium. Have an opinion on today's game? Call the Ace Ticket Hotline at 508-298-0398 or email the show at webradio@patriots.com. Now, live from the Subway Fresh Broadcast Studios, here's your host, Adam Jones.
Checking the emails to webradio@patriots.com here on the Patriots postgame show with Adam Jones, live from our Subway Fresh Broadcast Studios inside Gillette Stadium. Colin writes into webradio@patriots.com. Jones, don't we just chalk this win up to, well, nothing? The Chiefs are terrible on offense and bad on defense. The Patriots took care of business, but reading anything beyond that seems pointless moving forward. For instance, yes, Edelman looked okay on defense, but Kansas City's offense had no threats other than Dwayne Bowe. Also, their team has scored 16, yes, 16 points in their past 3 weeks. So let's not get too excited about the Patriots' defense. Look, all valid points by Colin. And it is a bigger picture issue for this Patriots' defense in that I don't know what this team, and specifically the defense, can prove to me over the final now 6 weeks of the season. And I said this prior to this Chiefs game all week on ESPN Boston Radio, noon to 2 on ESPNBoston.com. All week. It's like, I know it's unfair to the Patriots and especially that defense, but what can they really prove to you given their schedule over the rest of the regular season? I expect them to win all of those games. In fact, I expect them to win all of those games handily. So, yes, the Patriots look good in a 34-3 victory tonight. And for me, you know, I thought Rob Gronkowski was particularly impressive. Edelman, particularly impressive. Arrington, who we just talked to, was particularly impressive. But I sit there and go, well, all right, well, what does it mean? What did we learn about this team? And unfortunately, I don't think we learned anything. And in the final, now 6 games remaining in the regular season, I think the only things that we can learn about this team are bad things, negative things. In other words, if they don't blow out the Colts or the Redskins or the Dolphins, you know, if they don't blow any of those teams out, then maybe it tells us something bad about the team. Or if they lose to some of them, does that give us a different impression of this team? So it's an unfair situation to put the Patriots in, but at the same time, they've sort of put themselves in that same boat, or put themselves in that boat, with the way they exited the playoffs in 09, and especially the way they exited the playoffs last year. This is a team that everybody, I was on board with this too, so when I say everybody, I lump myself in with that group. But everyone was saying, ah, the Patriots picking up steam in December. They're playing their best football in December. The defense is starting to come together. I said those words, and you know what happened? Patriots were, you know, golfing in January. They were sent home after one playoff game. So I'm not going to fall into that trap all over again. I've already fallen into it. And I'm not going to let that happen again this season. So it's unfair, but for them to really prove something to me, it's probably not going to happen until the postseason. I don't know what they can prove to me when you're playing the Chiefs and the Colts of the world over the final 6-7 weeks of the season. Patriots, however, do exactly what you expected them to do. Take care of the Chiefs, 34-3. They moved to 7-3. They're one of 4 teams in the AFC now with 7 wins. And we told you this last week, Patriots, not only the inside track in the division, they have the inside track for a bye week and possibly the number 1 seed in the conference, which is mind-boggling to say, given how they looked just 2 weeks ago against the Giants and the week before that against the Pittsburgh Steelers. Here's how you get in touch. Ace Ticket Hotline, 508-298-0398. You can email us, webradio@patriots.com. Let's hit these phone calls. Brian is in Brighton, and you're next up here on the Patriots postgame show. What's up, Brian?
Hey, Pac-Man, how you doing?
Doing well, man.
Good, good. So, I'm going to totally change the topic of why I called in.
Sure.
Just based upon this last thing you were talking about. I think we can actually see, they can show something that makes me feel good in these last few games.
Okay.
And I want to focus mainly on two things. And, well, then I'm going to go back to my initial call. I want to go back with, we all should just step back and just give a little credit to the GM that is Belichick. And hear me out. He has always done it some way miraculous that when our guys go down and our major guys, you know, the McCourty this year, you know, the Mayo, and even the Spikes that we were starting to really get excited about. We saw no drastic drop. That's pretty impressive.
No, and look, Brian, I agree with all of that. You know, the fact that these last couple of weeks against the Jets and the Chiefs, granted, not world-beating offenses, but when you string it together a couple of weeks in a row, you want to sit there and give them some credit. So I totally agree with that.
I don't want to give credit. I just want to tone down my criticism.
Okay, and that's fair. But, Brian, look, the one thing that, again, I am just looking at this entire season given the backdrop of last year, and I just remember saying a lot of the same things about, oh, the defense is coming together, and, oh, it's patchwork, but they're not giving up a lot of points. Even though they're giving up a lot of yards, it seems like maybe they're a bend-but-don't-break defense. I just remember saying these things last year, and I just really want to caution myself for going back down that road. You're right. They look better tonight. They absolutely did. This was a dominant 34-3 win. Let's just remember who it came against. And I just want to make sure I catch myself a little bit before I start rumbling right down that same path that I was on last year. But Brian, you said the Patriots could show you something these last couple of weeks or these last, what, six games. What are some of the things you'd be looking for?
I mean. And so, again, I'm not drinking the Kool-Aid here. I'm not a Pete Shepherd here. I love him on his shows, and I still need to find a way to try to catch your shows live so I can maybe interact with you more.
Sure.
But
is that Pete? That was Pete. Sorry, Brian.
Oh, was that? Okay, I thought it was you. I was kind of cut off guard. Sounds different over the phone. But what I'm saying is there are things I saw today that they really changed my opinion of where we are in terms of defensive. Because just remember, it wasn't that our defense just sucked or our pass, you know, that our secondary was terrible at the beginning of the year. They were terrible tacklers. Like, they couldn't take anybody down. Dump it off at a 2-yard pass, and the guy would pick up 16 yards. Mm-hmm. And I'm starting to see that kind of stuff. I'm starting to see players take them down, and of course I'll give credit. I mean, I'll discount the fact of what the Chiefs are, but I also give credit. We at least showed them what they were offensively.
No, and look, and Brian, and thanks for the phone call, 508-298-0398. That's the Ace Ticket Hotline. I agree with that. That last part, it's like, look, they did what they should have done to the Chiefs, but again, I expected them to blow out the Chiefs. I was saying 41-14 was my prediction. You know, and they didn't quite get to that number, but they're in the ballpark. 34-3 is in that same vein. So that's sort of what I expected the Patriots to do. So it's hard for them to prove something good to me going forward, and that's sort of my point. I understand that's an unfair standard or even an unfair situation to put them in. But again, the Patriots have sort of put themselves in that spot with the way they played the last couple of postseasons, and specifically the way they played down the stretch last year, had everybody on their bandwagon. And what'd they do? They lost in the first round of the playoffs. 508-298-0398. That's the Ace Ticket Hotline. You can email us, webradio@patriots.com. One update on Matt Light before we get back to the phones. Numerous people tweeting this out. Andy Hart, Tom Curran, Chris Price. Matt Light spotted wearing a walking boot on his right foot. So that news of me saying, he's hobbling around, could be an ankle injury, and it sounded like maybe a good thing coming out of that locker room. We'll see. Walking boot on the right foot. Again, I will tell you, that's better than a knee, and that's better than it looked to me initially, but that's the latest on Matt Light coming down from a lot of the beat writers wearing a walking boot, walking out of that locker room. Let's go back to the phones. Tim's down in Pensacola, Florida, and you're next up here on the Patriots postgame show. What's up, Tim?
Hey, Adam Pacman. I told you last week that this thing was going to be a blowout, but I know a lot of people were projecting it. I think you were too. I just have two quick questions for you, Ryan.
Sure.
I'm not looking at this game. I'm very confident in our team. I knew we were going to win. That's not the question. I'm kind of doing what you're doing and looking ahead to the postseason and beyond.
Yep.
I will say in defense, and I have a quick question on offense and defense, and then I'll let you go because I know you probably got a lot of calls, but looking at this, I think the one, and you're right not to get excited because we're playing against some not so good teams. So the three scores, it doesn't really do anything for me. But I think the major difference this year from last year, as far as defense goes, is I'm actually pretty impressed with our pass rush, and that's something I wasn't last year. And I'm not. I know I kind of probably have a reputation for this. I'm not banging on the offense. I know they started slow. I'm not thinking that just this game, but long term. I remember earlier in the season, me and you were talking, and I kind of said that in the off season next year, they needed to get a big, fast, strong, true number one receiver. They can keep Welker, but they need that guy. And you're like, well, maybe that's kind of nitpicking. I don't see it. Do you see it now that going down the stretch, looking at the teams like Green Bay and stuff, that even if we to do the two tight end, two wide receiver format and work it down the field 15 plays, we have to be nearly perfect on offense all the game because there is no just that threat that will just score. And I'll let you go and look forward to hearing your response, Pac-Man.
Sure. Tim, thanks for the phone call. 508-298-0398. That's the Ace Ticket Hotline. So it's two questions. And I remember, and I heard this from other callers as well. I don't remember it specifically from Tim, but the Patriots need a number one. That was absolutely my stance in the preseason. Think it's nitpicky. Thought their receivers were fine. Look, I mean, obviously, if you could go get one, fine, but that was not at the top of my list in the offseason. I wanted pass rushers, and I wanted more bodies in that secondary, specifically at the safety position. Those are things that I wanted in the preseason. Remember, that was when Sanders and Merriweather were still here. I had number one receiver way down my list. And I was higher on Ocho than I think a lot of people. I was high on Ocho in the preseason. So, yeah, I know where Tim is coming from now. You know, it's apparent that another receiver outside the numbers would help this Patriots offense. Now, I will tell you, I thought that Branch could be that guy, and another quiet night out of him. And he just has not been the same this season that he was last year when he came over here. Remember, Branch in a little over half a season, over 700 yards last year. And I thought he could be maybe a 1,000-yard guy. And apparently my expectations for him were too high this season. But that's part of the reason why I didn't think he needed a number one. I thought Branch would give you more this year. But no, Tim's right. Another receiver outside the numbers would help this offense immensely. On the pass rush, Tim's right. Hit the nail right on the head. You know, if you're looking at this defense this year compared to last year, the pass rush is night and day compared to that. Andre Carter, and I think calling him a pass rusher is unfair to him. Mark Anderson is a pass rusher. He's not a three-down guy. He plays in obvious passing situations. So Anderson is a pass rush specialist, and I think he's excelled in that role. Carter's been a three-down guy for you all year, stout against the run, can get after the passer. So I just think that minimizes the impact that Andre Carter's had on that defensive line. But I think no doubt about it, Tim's right. The pass rush this season, head and shoulders above where it was last year, and that is a legit difference out of this defense. 508-298-0398, that's the Ace Ticket Hotline. You can send your emails to webradio@patriots.com. It's Patriots postgame show. Adam Jones live from our Subway Fresh Broadcast Studios inside Gillette Stadium following the Patriots' 34-3 victory over the Kansas City Chiefs. Let's go to Manny down in Miami, Florida. You're next up here on Patriots.com. What's up, Manny?
Hey, Pac-Man. How you doing, man?
Doing well, man.
I know. I mean, listen, it's a great win, but come on. It's a guy who's making his first start in a defense that, you know, is good but not great. The only thing that really concerns me, Pac-Man, is I think our offense has to get rolling, man, because I've seen the last couple of games. It takes a while, you know what I'm saying, to actually get into a groove. The thing that I'm kind of scared of is, when we face a team that has a firepower offense that scores right away, You know what I'm saying? Do you think, you know what I'm saying, that our offense has to get, you know what I'm saying, into a groove?
No, I mean, Manny, I know exactly what you're saying. Look, we do the good, the bad, and the injured off the top of each show. And right at the top of my list, the way the Patriots started this game. And what I mean by that is the way the offense started. A three and out on their first possession, a fumble on their third possession. Took them a while to get going, and we told you, and we asked Arrington about this when he was on earlier in the program. You know, once Gronkowski got that touchdown, it electrified the crowd, it got the Patriots sideline going, and from then, they got the ball rolling. But, I don't know, sometimes it seems, especially recently, that this Patriots offense has taken a while to get going, and Manny, you're absolutely right. This is another extension of that.
Uh-huh. Yeah, I know, because it's kind of scary to know that it took us, what, on our fifth possession to actually, you know, score every single time after that. But come on, and our first four, it was so hard to get even a first down. And to be always throwing to Gronkowski, listen, he might be like the greatest tight end the Patriots have ever had after it's all said and done. But they need to start fast, man, because they're going to face a team. You know, it might not be in the AFC. It could be in the big game, but I'm saying they need to start off and where you can say, okay, you know, first down. You know what I'm saying? Because if they keep doing, you know, it's kind of scary to have that mind figure out, like, wow, like, you know, because teams have us already there, you know what I'm saying? Because we know that we're going to throw the Walker. Walker wasn't that much of a factor tonight. You keep throwing to Gronkowski, then who you got? I mean, I just wish and hope that we still had even like a Randy Moss that could stretch it out. I mean, where was Ocho tonight? He had an okay game last week. This week, I think I saw him today like one time, and that was it.
Yeah.
It sucks, but. I mean, hey, kudos to Julian Edelman, who made tackles and a punt return for a touchdown. I'm saying, wow, like, that kid has really impressed me after he did all that dumb stuff and, you know what I'm saying? But it gets kind of concerning, especially with the offense starting off like that. You know, it's kind of a big concern for me.
No, Manny, look, it's nitpicky, and thanks for the phone call. 508-298-0398. That's the Ace Ticket Hotline. It's nitpicky, Manny, but that's what we do on the Patriots postgame show, right? It's 34-3. Honestly, you know, I look at this game and I said, does it change my outlook or my perspective big picture on the Patriots? It doesn't. I expect them to blow the doors off the Chiefs, and they did. So what are some of your takeaways in this game? Ocho, big fat goose egg in this game, predicting a breakout game. Didn't happen. Not saying that shocked me, but just it disappointed me. And on the Patriots start, I think Manny's right. Like, why does it take the Patriots so long to get going? And I'll underscore what he said here. The Patriots did score on their fifth drive with a 52-yard touchdown to Gronk. Here's their first four drives, which stretch into the second quarter. Three and out on their opening drive. They actually lost 8 yards on that first drive. Second drive, got an 11-play passing catch to Aaron Hernandez. Other than that, it was a 5-play, 17-yard drive, ended in a punt. Third drive, they pick up a first down. This is after the Chiefs failed onside kick. They pick up a first down. Brady missed Aaron Hernandez on a throw where they could have had a touchdown. And then Brady can't find anybody downfield. Vollmer gets beat, and Gilberry comes in, sacks Brady, forces a fumble, recovered by Bailey. So that's the Patriots' third drive. Second quarter, they go 5 plays, no yards, no net yards, and a punt. And then they come out that next drive, 6 plays, 85 yards, Rob Gronkowski gets the touchdown, and the Patriots don't look back from that standpoint. But why'd they start so slow? And beyond why, you know, this is a trend that we've been seeing now for a while with the Patriots offense. Does it bother you? 508-298-0398. You can email us, webradio@patriots.com. We mentioned you hear from Patriots coach Bill Belichick at the podium, and he spoke following his club's 34-3 victory, an impressive, handy victory on Monday Night Football over the Kansas City Chiefs.
Our offense, our defense, our special teams, and, you know, it was a good solid team victory. We're going to have to, you know, turn the page on this one quickly, a short week going down to Philadelphia and all that. So that's a big challenge ahead of us, but, you know, it's good to win here. And like I said, it was good to get good contributions from, you know, from all the units and a lot of players on those units. So nice to be 7-3. You know, it looked like he, you know, caught a couple of passes and broke some tackles like he usually does. You know, he runs hard. He's a tough guy to bring down. And so, you know, you get him out in the open, he's a tough guy to tackle. But, you know, he's done a good job for us all year.
Why catch?
Well, if I if I knew exactly what to do, we would have already fixed it. So, you know, we got to work harder on it. We got to, you know, we just got to do a better job of coaching, getting off to a better start, and play calling and execution. And, you know, players got to do a better job. We got to do a better job of coaching.
Obviously, you liked Gronkowski picking him that early, but did you think he could make the contributions he has both last year with 10 touchdown catches and certainly what he's shown you this season?
We thought he was good. You know, I mean, the only real issue with Rob was he didn't play his junior year. I mean, he missed his entire junior year. So, but when he was healthy his sophomore year, you know, he played pretty good for Arizona, too. Yeah. He's a good player.
What really caught you?
Saw his speed, man, blocking. Works hard, tough kid. Coaches love him down there. You know, Stoops had a lot of great things to say about him. You know, likes football. So, he's got a lot of things going for him. He just missed a year of football and, you know, lack a little bit of experience, so you don't know exactly, you know, where a guy like that's going to get to, but he's talented.
When you say, for instance, what they do on offense, on defense, and what you guys do, do you think that led to some maybe sort of jockeying for position early? I mean, did they do a good job of kind of knowing what was coming for you guys on offense?
Well, yeah, I mean, look, give them credit. I mean, you know, the things they did better than we did, so you got to give them credit for that.
Do you find it more challenging to face a coordinator who has familiarity with your offense, and what kind of changes did you guys have to make?
Well, we feel challenged every week. You know, every game on our schedule is challenging. Every team we play has good players, good coaches. You know, they work hard. They do things to give us problems. So, you know, every week's a challenge. Of course, it's hard to go against Romeo. He's, you know, one of the best coaches that I've ever worked with. And you know, he did a good job of, you know, giving us trouble with some of the schemes. And they have some good players on defense. They covered us and they rushed us. So, you know, they did a good job.
How significant was Julian's punt return, and also how well has he adapted to his new role as a defensive back?
Well, he's learned how to play defense. I mean, he's, you know, he's got a long way to go, but he's working hard. He's getting reps. He's getting better at it. You know, we've been talking about the return game for quite a while. Feel like we've been close to breaking off a big play, you know, one block away or one, you know, one better hold up or one, just one thing, and we got it today. So, you know, our punt return team, you know, has been doing a good job. They've been working hard. We've been close, and it was satisfying for them and all of us, really, for that to happen, because I do feel like we've been getting close. I feel like we've been close on the kickoff returns. We didn't have much to show for it tonight, but I do think that's getting better. You know, hopefully we're close to breaking a big one there, too, so. Those guys work hard, and Julian's worked hard, you know, trying to make it happen. Sometimes you get frustrated because, you know, you're just a step away, or you get a bad kick when you got good blocking, or you get a good kick and miss a block, or whatever it is. But, you know, today it came together. He broke a couple tackles, and, you know, we kind of had him sealed off there. So it was a big play in the game. They get really, you know, I don't want to say put it out of reach, but, it, you know, it certainly put a big gap in the game.
Talk about the defensive backfield tonight with the picks.
Well, you know, it looked like two of them were on tip balls, you know, and Kyle's been very opportunistic this year, being around the ball a lot, and when you're around it and close to it, then those are the kind of plays you make, and then it looked like it was a throw there in the coverage in the end zone that Phil got, but I thought, you know, Kyle and our safeties there, they looked like Sterling got a good hit on the that first like slim post route, and you know, batted up in the air, so, you know, look, the more times you have guys around the ball, the better your chances are coming up with it, so, you know, we're just trying to get close.
How much of that is just being kind of Johnny on the spot, and how much of that is really a learned skill?
Well, you know, certainly part of it's, look, like I said, the closer you are to the ball, the more chance you have of getting it, so, but, you know, quick hands, quick reactions. You know, and Kyle's ability to look, we've seen plenty of those drop too. So, you know, you got to give him credit for making the play and being close enough that when the receiver bobbled it, he was able to come up with it.
We had two pressures in Kansas City, especially early in the game. Did you want me to maybe dial up some different stuff than you've seen and maybe catch you a little bit by surprise?
I wouldn't say it was any that we haven't seen before. They did a good job. You know, they gave us a couple different looks and you know, they gave us a couple strong side blitzes, you know, with Arenas and the linebacker over on that side. So I think there was a couple times where I think we had him blocked and we just didn't block him. And there was a couple other times where you know, we missed the guy. I mean, even on the touchdown to Gronkowski, I think that was, you know, Washington coming free and we didn't have him. And, you know, Tom was able to just get rid of it before he hit him because Rob was open. You know, I mean, he could throw it quickly because Rob was so open coming over the middle. But, but you know, Romeo does it. He does a good job of that. He does things that give you problems, and he did that tonight.
Is that the first place? Maybe sent a little bit less the play to Gronkowski that you just mentioned.
I don't think so. I mean, that was against their regular defense, and most of the other plays were coming off their sub defense. So, you know, we had our I think Nate was in a tight end. We ran a play action pass, and I kind of lost Rob over the middle. But that was their weak safety blitz off their regular defense. So I think it was a little bit of a different look, Paul.
Is that usually the first place Tom would look because he came off that left side? Does Tom look to the left? Because, I mean, it appeared...
Well, Tom knows who's blocked and who isn't, so if... And they kind of rolled into it, so if he sees a guy who isn't blocked, then he knows he has to either throw it away or get it off before the guy can get to him. He definitely knows that.
City's defense, but it seemed like they had a linebacker who should have picked up Gronkowski, who was just either too slow
and didn't react. Yeah, I'm sure somebody was supposed to get him. I'm sure there was somebody supposed to get him, but... The thing as a quarterback, and you know, the thing I was concerned about was we didn't have the safety picked up, you know, in that particular protection. And he did a good job of timing it up. I think it was Washington. Did a good job of timing it up and was free. And, you know, Tom made a heads up play and it being able to get rid of the ball just before Washington got to him and Rob was open so he could throw it to him, you know. So kind of it's a good play by Tom and it was a good blitz by Kansas City. They've just, you know, just maybe half a step late, or if the coverage had been better, you know, been a tougher play for us.
Was it nice to see Marcus Cannon get out on the field, considering what he's gone through over the last year or so?
I'd say the last 6 months. Yeah, I mean, it's good to have Marcus out on the field, you know, period. He's been out there for, you know, about a month now, so, you know, he's worked hard, and I'm glad he's, you know, getting an opportunity to play. You know, he's got a long way to go, but, you know, he took a step to it, I think.
Certainly a great story with Marcus Cannon making his NFL debut tonight for the New England Patriots. Just one of many in a long list of good things that happened tonight in Foxborough following the Patriots' 34-3 victory over the Kansas City Chiefs. It is the Patriots postgame show. Adam Jones live from our Subway Fresh Broadcast studios inside Gillette Stadium. Still got about an hour left here on the Patriots postgame show. Want to hit on a few points from Bill Belichick at the podium before we take a quick timeout here. You heard him really tick through those different players. I love the description on the Rob Gronkowski touchdown. Like, he's sitting there going, well, yeah, we didn't pick that safety up, and Tom just kind of got rid of it. And, you know, he's asked, well, yeah, was somebody supposed to pick up Gronk? And Belichick just goes, yeah, well, I'm sure somebody was supposed to pick him up. So I love that demeanor from Belichick at the podium. Also, you heard him single out a couple of players. Kyle Arrington won with the two interceptions, and he called him opportunistic, and it's a good word for the way Arrington's been tonight. Couple of batted ball interceptions for Kyle Arrington. But at a certain point, you have to sit there and say this guy's always around the ball. He's always getting his hands on it. I don't know. I'm not saying he's Asante Samuel, but Samuel did kind of come out of nowhere with not a strong NFL pedigree. Fourth-round pick, came in and showed that he was opportunistic, always around the football. And I'm just saying that aspect of his game reminds me of Asante Samuel. That's all. Also, he singled out Julian Edelman, or was asked about Julian Edelman anyway, and his contributions defensively tonight for the team. Also, that punt return for a touchdown. Big night from Julian Edelman. We'll continue to hear from you on the phones. Ace Ticket Hotline, 508-298-0398. Send your emails to webradio@patriots.com. Just heard from Patriots head coach Bill Belichick. You hear from Patriots quarterback Tom Brady following his club's 34-3 victory over the Kansas City Chiefs next here on the Patriots postgame show.
Your business traveler who's flying away, you can get more out of your working day with plush leather seats including legroom galore to stretch out your knees, feet, and more. Plus 36 channels of DirecTV in your seat gives you something to watch once work is complete. Log on at JetBlue.com or call for an experience dedicated to you above all. My name is Edwin, and I'm a JetBlue crew member.
And that was a dedication to you from JetBlue. Experience it firsthand at JetBlue.com/business. Based on the average fleet-wide seat pitch of U.S. Airlines, DirecTV service available on flights in 48 contiguous states only.
Hey, it's Jim from Ace Ticket, Boston's very own ticket agency. Ace Ticket is based here in Boston, so we know every seat in every venue. We're Boston fans just like you, from Boston sports to concert and theater. Whether you need one ticket or 100, Ace has you covered. So treat yourself or someone special. Call 1-800-MY-SEATS or visit aceticket.com and take advantage of our free and easy pickup at our Fenway Park or Boston Garden location. That's 1-800-MY-SEATS. 1-800-MY-SEATS.
Introducing the Droid Bionic by Motorola. So powerful it can access your home computer remotely and pull out your music, movies, images, and documents at the mind-melting speed of Verizon 4G LTE. The Droid Bionic. It's not only the master of droids, it's the master of machines. Control it, and you control everything.
Get the new Droid Bionic by Motorola and never sync with a cord again. Visit any Verizon store, droiddoes.com, or call 1-800-256-4646. Coverage details at verizonwireless.com/4GLTE.
That is the metaphorical sound of you hitting your head against the wall in your search for the perfect brand new car. Let's chalk it up to the fact that you didn't know AutoTrader.com even had new cars. See, AutoTrader.com lets you compare new cars side by side, even special offers, so your head and heart can both get what they want. Say your heart wants a sporty 2011 coupe, but your head wants the best deal in town. Bingo! A never been owned before coupe that your head and heart can both agree on. AutoTrader.com, now the ultimate new car marketplace.
Okay, I'll have the Giganto Burger with Cheese Combo.
Oh, will that be all?
That's it.
Go, Pats! What?
If you're like this man, you have what is known as a healthy obsession with the Patriots.
Hi, just the jeans today?
Yeah, thanks.
Go, Pats!
Okay, that was weird.
I know, right?
At Bank of America, we understand, and we can help.
I'll just take this when you're ready.
Oh, here you go.
Go, Pats!
Indeed. Go Pats.
With Patriots Checking from Bank of America, you can do more than just tell the world about your loyalty. You can show them by getting the Patriots logo on your checks and debit card.
I say, here's a baguette. Go long.
I'm open.
Whoops.
Ask your Bank of America associate if Patriots Checking is right for you. Or go to bankofamerica.com/patriots.
Bank of America N.A. Member FDIC. Copyright 2010 Bank of America Corporation. An account setup fee may apply in some states.
Patriot Place in Foxborough is New England's premier entertainment, dining, and shopping destination. Experience the Hall at Patriot Place, presented by Raytheon, an interactive museum dedicated to the history of New England football. The family will want to check out the latest summer movie at Showcase Cinema Deluxe, or a concert or comedy show at Showcase Live, shop retailers, and the region's only Bass Pro Shops. And of course, there's always dinner and drinks as you dine outdoors and take in the sunset or the view overlooking Gillette Stadium. Experience world-class medical care at Brigham and Women's Mass General Health Care Center, located on site at Patriot Place. The region's only four-star hotel, the Renaissance Hotel and Spa, offers luxurious accommodations, including the ultimate in pampering at Spa Epochette. Special events are always happening at Patriot Place, from Kids Club Storytime every Tuesday to the area's largest classic car display. Patriot Place is located in Foxborough next to Gillette Stadium, and parking is free. Visit patriot-place.com for complete store and restaurant hours and event listings. Patriot Place. Shop, dine, enjoy.
Hey guys, pumpkin coffee is back at Dunkin' Donuts.
Awesome. But what's with the guy behind you playing the timpani drum?
It's a big deal. Dunkin's pumpkin coffee is back for fall.
So you hired him to play every time you say pumpkin coffee?
And when I say something smart in a meeting.
This is big. Pumpkin is back at Dunkin' Donuts. Hurry in for a hot or iced pumpkin coffee before it's gone. America runs on Dunkin'. Price and participation may vary. Limited time offer.
Guys, I think the lady at Dunkin' Donuts is totally into me.
Why is that?
She made a delicious chicken salad sandwich just for me with celery and herbs on an oven-toasted croissant.
Yeah, they definitely do that for everyone.
Can I just enjoy this moment with Dunkin' Chicken Salad Woman in my heart?
Hurry in for Dunkin's new Bakery Fresh Chicken and Tuna Salad Sandwiches. They're hand-built just for you. America runs on Dunkin'. Price and participation may vary.
All right, guys. Ready for 2 weeks in the wild or what?
Absolutely. Yeah.
All right, then strap on those backpacks.
Hey, let me just check this text.
Oh, come on, man.
Oh, no.
What?
Not now.
What is it?
McRib is back.
What?
We're going to miss it.
This backpack just got really heavy, guys.
Everybody back in the car. We are going to McDonald's.
Yeah, good.
McRib is back for just $2.79. But that saucy pork goodness is here for a limited time.
So what do you think? You guys want to do a golf trip instead, maybe?
That's kind of nature-y, right?
No.
The simple joy of big news. Price and participation may vary for a limited time.
Dear business traveler, high in the sky, it's for important work that you do fly. But on JetBlue, we've made your job more fun, with free DirecTV to play when your tasks are done. And with 40-plus nonstop straight from Boston, you won't have layovers to cities like Austin. Log on at JetBlue.com or call for an experience dedicated to you above all. My name is Luana, and I'm a JetBlue crew member.
And that was a dedication to you from JetBlue. Experience it firsthand by flying JetBlue for business. Book now at JetBlue.com/business. DirecTV service available on flights in 48 contiguous states only.
Welcome back to the Patriots postgame show, live from the Subway Fresh broadcast studios inside Gillette Stadium. Have an opinion on today's game? Call the Ace Ticket Hotline at 508-298-0398 or email the show at webradio@patriots.com. Now, live from the Subway Fresh broadcast studios, here's your host, Adam Jones.
Patriots pick up win number 7, 34-3 over the Kansas City Chiefs tonight on Monday Night Football here in Foxborough. It's a Patriots postgame show. Adam Jones live from our Subway Fresh broadcast studios inside Gillette Stadium. You can give us a call on the Ace Ticket Hotline, 508-298-0398, or email us webradio@patriots.com. The question on the table, given their schedule over the rest of the season, do you see this Patriots club losing another regular season game? And it all ties back into, hey, nice win for the Patriots tonight. It absolutely was. What we learn about the club. Are you sold on this defense because they held the Chiefs and Tyler Palko to 3 points? Because I'm not. Look, it's better than the alternative. They got 3 turnovers tonight. 2 more picks from Arrington. A couple of sacks from Carter and Anderson again around the football. And they held the Chiefs to 3 points. Red zone defense was good again. Third down defense was all right. But are you sold on this defense? Because I'm not. And I don't know what they could do in the final 6 and counting this game, 7 weeks of the season, to get me on board. You know, that's the unfortunate position the Patriots are in. So, you know, what can this team prove to you, or can they prove anything to you over the final 6 weeks of the regular season? That's also on the table on the Ace Ticket Hotline, 508-298-0398. Your emails go to webradio@patriots.com. Look, they blew out the Chiefs, which is what most of us expected. I told you I was predicting 41-14. It was 34-3. So, in the ballpark at least. And because it's sort of the scenario we expected, taking more of a big picture look at the Patriots tonight here on the postgame show on patriots.com. I want to read some emails here before we get to Tom Brady at the podium. Todd writes into webradio@patriots.com. Adam, don't want to rain on the parade before we need to remind ourselves who we were playing. With the upcoming schedule, I think I'll be writing this email every week up until the playoffs. We have to be careful not to get overly confident until the Patriots beat a good team in the playoffs. I guess I'm cautiously optimistic. And again, that's Todd writing into webradio@patriots.com, who also asks where I'm from because he wants to know about my accent. This is like a northern Vermont, you know, Canadian border kind of accent. I try to mask it. I guess I do a better job on some days than others, but sometimes the northern Vermont accent leaks out. Look, I agree with Tom in general. You know, I don't want to be – it's fine to be cautiously optimistic, and it's fine to sit there and say, hey, I'm encouraged by what I'm seeing, but I'm not all in on the defense. I guess that's sort of where I'm at. Again, it's like, hey, it's better than the alternative. You're sitting there for the first 20 minutes of the game, and you're going, Palko looks all right. They're not really pressuring him. The offense is doing nothing. So the first 20 minutes of the game, I'll take the way the game finished over that. But what they show you tonight that gets you all in on this team or sold on this defense or even lets you think that this Patriots team is going to win a game in the playoffs. Remember, this to me reminds me of last season, the end of last regular season. Patriots go on that long winning streak after beating the Browns. And there were some good teams, at least, on that schedule. Remember, they took care of the Steelers the following week. They blew out the Jets 45-3. So there were some good teams on their schedule down the stretch. But at the end of the year, it was like blow out the Bills, blow out the Dolphins at the end of the season. And the narrative, and I include myself in this, was Patriots are coming together. Defense has been questioned all year, gelling at the right time. And they go into the postseason and lose in the first round. So I tell you this, the Patriots, it's an unfair position that I have and a high expectation level, but they've sort of put themselves in that boat, and that's something I just want to reiterate here on the Patriots postgame show. Adam Jones live from our Subway Fresh Broadcast Studios inside Gillette Stadium. You can give us a call, Ace Ticket Hotline, 508-298-0398, or email us webradio@patriots.com. I want to continue with these emails. Gabe writes in, Adam, good win for the Patriots, but the offense looks a bit shaky. How come Chad didn't get any snaps? Shouldn't this be a great opportunity for him to finally get comfortable? Also, Anderson is really coming into his own. P.S. I had a vision Ross Ventrone was Troy Polamalu. Then he missed the tackle, and I was snapped out of it. And that's Gabe writing into webradio@patriots.com. Look, we love Rusty Benson on this program. We do. But when he came in for James Ahedibo, a lot of bad things happened. So we'll leave it at that. The hair does resemble Troy Polamalu.
He is a bad, bad man.
Look, I love Benson. Love the Bents, Kevin. On Mark Anderson, I feel like I've expounded my thoughts on that. I've been wanting more Mark Anderson for a couple of weeks now. And I think he's solidified that in passing situations, he's got to be on the field. So I don't care that Sean Ellis, Kevin, has steam coming out of his ears, you know, watching this defense and leaves without talking to reporters. I don't care. You know, Mark Anderson the last 2 weeks has shown you more than Sean Ellis has at any point. And this is coming from a Sean Ellis guy. I was all over the Sean Ellis signing. I told you in the offseason I liked it more than Haynesworth or Ocho. But he's done nothing. And Mark Anderson the last 2 weeks has shown up an awful lot. On Ocho, that last point from the emailer Gabe is right on the money. Like, Ocho played 9 snaps in the first half, didn't do much. But in the second half, when the game's out of hand, why isn't he out there? You know, why aren't you seeing him for more snaps? And why aren't the Patriots trying to get him integrated into the offense? Why aren't we seeing more of that? I think that's a fair question. And over these last 6 weeks, are the Patriots going to use that time to get Ocho integrated into the offense? Tonight seemed like a nice opportunity to do that, and it didn't happen. He laid a big, fat goose egg, despite predicting a breakout performance coming off the, 2 catches for 65 yards against the Jets last week on Sunday Night Football. We just didn't see it out of Ocho tonight. So, you know, that's something that would bother me, but it's also something that I would look for to see if over these last 6 weeks you get Ocho a little bit more involved in the offense. It is the Patriots postgame show. You can get in touch with the Ace Ticket Hotline, 508-298-0398, or email us webradio@patriots.com. We mentioned Patriots quarterback Tom Brady spoke with the media at the podium following his club's 34-3 victory over the Kansas City Chiefs, and you'll hear from Brady right now.
How are we doing?
How did you flip the switch from the first half to the second half?
Yeah, we played a little bit better. Obviously, the first half, we didn't do anything, so I don't think it could have got much worse than what we did in the first half. But glad we came out strong in the second half and took control in the third quarter. So it's good to get a win at home after the loss last time.
Can you put your finger on why the slow starts late? It seems like the last 4 or 5 games, the third quarter has been a struggle.
Execution. We sucked in the first half. So if you can't complete a pass, you're not going to move the ball. Can't run, I can't complete a pass, and we just didn't do anything.
What was your read on the first touchdown when the blitz came from your left and you hit Gronkowski?
Yeah, we had a play action, and they were blitzing off my left side, and Rob slipped behind him. I just tried to step up in the pocket and buy a little time, and found Rob, and he did the rest. And he's tough to bring down. He runs hard. They had a chance to tackle him there at about the 8-9 yard line. He broke a tackle when he walked in, so it was a big score for our team.
When you did the somersault into the end zone, and he said he was kind of shaken up a little bit, they take him to the sideline. He said they gave him a test where he counts to 10. I mean, could he pass that normally? How does that work?
You'd be surprised. You'd be surprised. He doesn't come across as a math major, but he can handle his own.
Wes, how big is, Hernandez and Gronkowski? I mean, especially in that third quarter for you.
Yeah.
Especially picking up yards and stuff.
Sure. And finding Rob and Aaron and Chad and, the other skill guys that are out there that have opportunities to make the plays. I got to find ways to get those guys the ball. And I didn't do a great job of that tonight, so got to do a better job next week.
This time of year, Thanksgiving here, December, heading towards the playoffs now. Again, Lance kind of in sight a little bit.
Yeah, I mean, we're going to need to play better than we did offensively tonight. If we want to start making some serious improvements down the stretch. But it's we're 7-3. I don't think we're really where we hope to be at this point, but you know, we got our whole season ahead of us, and hopefully we can come out and have a good week of practice and move forward. So,
what is it about Gronkowski that impresses you the most in terms of football?
Well, his athletic ability, obviously. He catches the ball great. He's tough. He runs well. He blocks. He really does everything you ask a tight end to do. So he's dangerous out there. I'm going to head home. Thanks, guys.
Patriots quarterback Tom Brady following his club's 34-3 victory over the Kansas City Chiefs. You heard him. With a couple of thoughts on Rob Gronkowski, obviously the athleticism was on display tonight, and I think Gronkowski was the clear-cut star in a nationally televised game tonight. It's a national coming-out party tonight for Rob Gronkowski. Like, I think a lot of people across the country in other markets are sitting there going, man, I didn't know Gronkowski was that athletic, or I didn't know Gronkowski was that good. And we spoke with Jaws, Ron Jaworski, earlier today on ESPN Boston Radio, noon to 2, on ESPNBoston.com. I asked him point blank, you know, is anybody in this league at that position, tight end, playing better than Rob Gronkowski is this season? And he said, no, he's the best tight end in the league. And he showed that to you tonight on Monday Night Football. So I thought he was the clear-cut star. You heard Brady poking a little fun at him as well, you know, saying he's not a math major after coming down on his neck and his head in the end zone following his second touchdown. He was getting the countdown on the sidelines, making sure he was conscious, and Brady poking a bit of fun at him. But obviously a huge night from Rob Gronkowski in that game. You also heard the frustration from Tom Brady about the offense's performance in the first half, and you can tell that's something that legitimately is eating at him a little bit. Why are the Patriots starting slow? You know, it happened in the Cowboys game before the bye week. It happened coming out of the bye week. You know, against the Steelers, against the Giants, last week even against the Jets. It's been going on now for over a month with this Patriots club, and you can tell that's something that's eating away at Brady a little bit. And that's something that Sean wrote into us, webradio, at patriots.com. Adam, the outcome was expected, but the offensive philosophy, I just lost that email, the offensive philosophy needs to be questioned. They can't do this in Philly, and I know everybody's on the Shane Vereen bandwagon, but heads up, Pats Nation, that was garbage time. He'll be a nice option, but then again, we thought that of Stephen Ridley after the Oakland game. The lack of a wide receiver option will be a factor going down the stretch, but it's a very good victory, and I hate to say it was expected. Look, Sean is right on the suspect nature of the offense early in those games. You know, he's dead right about that. And I'm trying to remember the name of the caller from earlier in the program as well who said it. Look, you know, the way they're starting these games, that's a trend that the Patriots would like to buck over the last 6 weeks of the season. So when I say the Patriots, what can they show me over the last 6 weeks? I'd like to see the offense come out of the chute a little bit better. I'd like to see the defense continue doing what they're doing, continue to turn the ball over, and continue to pressure the quarterback. I don't expect them to hold teams to 3 points week after week, but can they continue to get a couple of sacks a game, and will Carter and Anderson continue to pressure the quarterback? You know, tonight, another sack and a half for Anderson. Carter with half a sack tonight. Rob Ninkovich had a sack, plus he blew up, and I mean blew up, Tyler Palko on that first pick that went to Kyle Arrington. So another hit for Ninkovich as well. Can they continue to pressure the quarterback? Can they continue to turn it over? Those are the things I'm looking for out of the defense. They're going to give up yards. They're going to give up points. At least that's my belief. Can they continue to pressure the quarterback and turn it over? That's what I'm going to be looking for over the last 6 weeks of the season. It is the Patriots postgame show. Adam Jones live from our Subway Fresh Broadcast Studios inside Gillette Stadium. You can give us a call on the Ace Ticket Hotline, 508-298-0398. That's where Chris in Alabama calls us. You're next up here on Patriots.com. What's up, Chris? Hey, Chris.
Yes, sir.
Hey, what's going on, man?
Nothing. Just got done looking at on the highlights.
What'd you think of that game tonight?
I think Tom Brady played lower than what he usually do, and the defense played high, and special teams played high, and won the game. Tom Brady only had 14, and the rest of the points came from running backs and defense.
Yeah, I mean, Chris, I didn't think it was Brady's finest game. Certainly he settled down in the second half or late first half, early second half, and had some nice chemistry going on with Rob Gronkowski at that point in the game. Chris, this is something we've thrown out, though, to a lot of our listeners, and I'm curious to get your thoughts on it. Given the Patriots' schedule, and they have the easiest remaining schedule in the NFL over the last 6 weeks of the season, Do you see the Patriots losing again going into the playoffs?
Only how I see the Patriots losing again if the Patriots do like they did earlier on in this game. They came off, they really wasn't enthusiastic about it. They probably thought of this game, but the Chiefs, they came to try to win, then what Tom Brady did, came off and played the game, then the defense, I'm amazed, because they got nothing but practice squad players out there in the secondary, and they playing their heart out there.
No, and Chris, it's a good point. Thanks for the phone call. 508-298-0398. I was more impressed with the defense last week against the Jets, and that was with the caveat, and I did that on this show last week. Hey, remember who it's against. Was that performance more about the Patriots' defense or the Jets' offense? And I told you I felt like it was more about the Jets' offense. That said, more impressed with the Patriots' defense last week. Yeah, I think the Jets have some playmakers. You know, you look at this Chiefs team, Tyler Palko, you talk about practice squad guys. He's in the UFL, you know, a year ago or a little over a year ago. So, yeah, the Patriots have some no-names on that defense, fine. But the Chiefs were starting one at quarterback tonight. So I would just caution before we go too far down that road. Remember who the Patriots are playing again. But, you know, I've seen this on a couple of emails. One I just read, and there's a couple others that we'll get to. But, you know, people are talking about this Eagles game. Like the Eagles, and they are a talented football team. I admit that, and the game's on the road in Philadelphia. But I don't know. I still look at Denver as a tougher game. And honestly, you know what else I look at as potentially a tougher game than that Eagles game next week? Potentially a tougher game. A team playing well, and we'll get to this in around the AFC East a little later on in the program. Dolphins have been a scrappy, pesky team. They've won three straight, and they were in the couple of games before that. Remember, one of those, they lost at the end of the game to Tim Tebow. I don't know. That's one that you look down the line. The Dolphins do seem to play the Patriots tough. The only thing that I would say the Patriots, or not the only thing, but one of the major things the Patriots have going in that matchup, is that it'll be here in Foxborough and not down in Miami. They've already taken care of the Dolphins down there. But for me, that's one that I think we looked at as a slam dunk earlier in the season, and now you kind of look at it and you say, well, all right, the Dolphins are playing better. Let's reevaluate that when we get to that point. 508-298-0398. That's the Ace Ticket Hotline. You can email us, webradio@patriots.com. It is the Patriots postgame show with Adam Jones live from our Subway Fresh Broadcast Studios inside Gillette Stadium, where the Patriots tonight took care of the Kansas City Chiefs 34-3. They moved to 7-3, one of four teams in the AFC with seven wins. They join Houston, Baltimore, and Pittsburgh. And we'll put an asterisk next to that Houston club because they're now without Matt Schaub. Checking the emails to webradio@patriots.com. Hey, Adam, it was a great win tonight for the Patriots. Yeah, the Chiefs are not the best team, but the Patriots did play well, the D was great, and Arrington was awesome. Those two picks were a big boost for the team. And Gronk, well, no words, just great. You know, on Gronkowski, you know, we've talked a lot the last couple of weeks, and look, the last couple of seasons about Belichick and how he's drafted the last couple of years. You know, the Patriots trading back the value route in the draft. Is that something that the Patriots need to look back to and evaluate and say, hey, is there a time where we have to use some of these picks and trade up and target talent? You know, Gronkowski is a case where they traded back and got their guy and got a guy who, if he wasn't injured his entire last season at the University of Arizona, maybe would have been a first-round pick. That is an example. Gronkowski is an example of the Patriots and their value system.
Drink it in. It always goes down smooth.
That's an example of the Patriots and their value system. You know, looking at a guy who, if he wasn't hurt, might have been a first-round pick, and they were able to snap him up with one of those second-round picks. So, look, I did this last week with Andre Carter. We spent the whole week killing Bill Belichick and his personnel decisions for free agency, cutting Haynesworth, cutting Lee Bodden, nothing from Ocho Cinco. And Andre Carter last week, we told you, look, if we're going to kill Belichick, we got to give credit where it's due. And Andre Carter hit that signing out of the park. If we're going to criticize the Patriots and their drafting, and there have been plenty of misses, and we pointed them out ad nauseum, I'm sure for a lot of you Patriots fans. But Gronkowski is an example of the value system at work. And that
is what it is.
That's what the Patriots, it is, Bill. It is indeed. That's how the Patriots envision that working out. You know, finding someone who's sliding down in the draft, who's an elite talent, and that's exactly what they did with Rob Gronkowski. You go back and you do that 2010 draft again, he's a first-round pick, easy.
Aaron Hernandez as well. Yeah, look, he slipped because of attitude, but...
Hernandez is another one. You're right, Matt. Hernandez is another one who off-the-field concerns had him dropping to what? He was the fourth round? Hernandez was a fourth round pick, and Gronkowski was a second round pick. Look, that 2010 draft, McCourty to me is still a hit. I know he's having a terrible season and he's hurt right now, but McCourty to me, the way he played last year, he got to a Pro Bowl. So, is he going to be a perennial Pro Bowler? Maybe not. But that 2010 draft to me still looks like a hit. 2009, we thought was a hit initially. That one looks a little more suspect the year removed. 2011, it's a tough one to evaluate at this point, but doesn't look like a ton of hits all over the board in that 2011 draft. But, like I said, if we're going to sit there and criticize his errors in the draft, I think you do need to point out that Gronkowski should be a shining beacon of an example of the Patriots and their value system. 508-298-0398, that's the Ace Ticket Hotline. You can email us, webradio@patriots.com. Continuing to work our way through these emails, William writes in, Adam, one thing I don't like is how the Patriots are saying that we should not read into these games because the teams were lackluster. But what do you think? The Patriots should be winning out. If the Patriots win out, they will have impressed me because that is what they're supposed to do. The Eagles may be 4-6, but who cares? The Eagles are better than 4-6. Do not, and I repeat, do not pay attention to the wins and the losses.
Okay.
So I think William is wagging his finger at me a little bit and saying, hey, well, what are you talking about? They can't show you anything over the last 6 weeks of the year now that they've beaten the Chiefs, and I've been doing this for a week now on ESPN Boston Radio over on ESPNBoston.com. These last 7 weeks is what I've been saying, starting with this Chiefs game tonight. What can they prove to you? Can they show you anything that's not negative over the last 7 weeks of the year? Maybe that's too harsh of a stance, but honestly, the Patriots aren't going to show me one thing, not one thing, Matt, beating up on the Colts or the Dolphins or the Bills or the Redskins, or even the Broncos. They're not going to show me anything over the last 7 weeks of the season, Matt, that's going to lead me to believe that or totally sell me on this team as a Super Bowl contender or even a team that can do some damage in the postseason. I'm going to want to see that, and maybe that's an unfair stance by me, and I've said that a lot, but that's the way I feel. Until I see the Patriots do it, you know, I'm going to be skeptical about them, and a lot of that is because they were in, I feel, this exact same situation last year. Down the stretch, schedule eased up a little bit. I thought the Patriots, defensively and as an entire unit, were gelling and coming together down the stretch and playing their best football in December. And you know what? We threw it all out the window because they lost that opening playoff game. So to me, before I jump back on the bandwagon with both feet and say, look, this Patriots team has turned a corner, they are gelling, they are playing their best football at the end of the season, I'm not going to fall for that trap again until I see them, you know, beat a legitimate team. And that's not going to happen again until the postseason following that Jets win last week.
Now, let me ask you if I can get one foot onto that bandwagon.
Sure.
What if Miami wins out to that Christmas Day game?
And look, this is what I'm saying. If the Dolphins win out, then sure, we'll reevaluate it. Now, I just said this less than 10 minutes ago. That Dolphins game, if they continue to play scrappily in the way they've been playing, they've won three straight, maybe that's when we'll reevaluate. Denver is absolutely one with a question mark or an asterisk next to it right now for me. You know, what's Tim Tebow going to be looking like December 18th? That's one that we'll reevaluate. If the Broncos continue to win, that game's in Denver, a place where the Patriots struggle? Absolutely. We'll look at that game. You know, and maybe we can classify that in a game that can show me something or prove something to me. But
President, we need a National Guard. We need as many men as you can spare because we are killing the Patriots.
That's Shannon. That's Shannon, all right. But, you know, looking over, what are we at here today? End of November, you know, looking over the rest of the schedule, unless something drastic changes with any of those teams remaining on the Patriots' schedule, they're not going to show me anything. You know, there's nothing they can prove to me that's going to have me back on that bandwagon with both feet. And that's an unfortunate circumstance to be in, but I think a lot of it is on the Patriots. They put themselves in that position, given the way they played the last two postseasons. It is the Patriots postgame show with Adam Jones, live from our Subway Fresh Broadcast Studios inside Gillette Stadium, here on Patriots.com. You can give us a call on the Ace Ticket Hotline, 508-298-0398, or email us, webradio@patriots.com. LePan, you listen to the pregame social today? Were you a part of that?
I'm part of that, yes.
Do you remember Paul Perillo's prediction?
I think he said
34-3 is the email that we got.
I thought he said 35.
He said 38-3. Sorry, that was Paul's prediction, and the actual score was 34-3. Pretty good prediction by
Paul.
Pretty
good. Tip the cap to Paul Perillo.
And we had someone named Paul Rich email that in. to webradio at patriots.com. I said 41-14. I felt pretty good about that. I feel like that was in the ballpark, right? I was on the blowout bandwagon. Like, a lot of times what you hear people do, like, the spread was, what, 2 touchdowns in this game? A lot of times what you hear media members do when they do their prediction is, you know, make it a 10-14-point game and pretend that's a blowout. It's not a true blowout. And that's what we saw tonight. We saw a 30-point win out of the Patriots. So I feel like I was at least in the right vein with this game. You know, I don't know if they're going to blow out the Eagles next week, but I feel pretty good about that game, the early returns on that game, even though it's a short week. And I can't even tell you. I already know what Belichick's saying tomorrow at the podium, by the way, LePan, as a quick aside. Well, we're going to have a short week here, and then the players are going to be off for Thanksgiving. You know, he's going to play up this whole, oh, well, the circumstances are against us. And not that it's going to be
I got it.
Not that it's going to be a woe is me thing, but it's just going to, well, it's a short week, and they're a talented football team. That's what we're going to hear. And, you know, he's got to find something to cling to get his team's attention, and I understand that.
It is what it is.
It is, Bill. It is, absolutely. It's going to be a short week because you're playing on Monday night, plus there's Thanksgiving. So I already know we're going to hear a ton of that at the podium tomorrow from Bill Belichick. And not that he's wrong, but I'm just not buying into that as a reason that the Eagles are going to beat the Patriots. That's all.
I think, you know, a lot of people are saying this could be a trap game. The Eagles, they have a ton of speed. And they do. Don't get me wrong. They have a ton of speed, and they might have even more with Vince Young playing back there. I just don't see him making the throws. I see this defense maybe taking another step forward.
Look,
I mean, albeit a weak step, this is their chance to take another step forward.
Look, and Matt, you call it a trap game. A lot of people were calling this Chiefs game a trap game, and it wasn't even close. Patriots blew the doors off the Chiefs, as I expected. 34-3. Patriots moved to 7-3, all alone atop the division. Truly have the inside track for not just a bye week in the postseason, but the top overall seed in the AFC. And a lot of it has to do with the ease of their schedule. I'm not so sure the ease of their schedule, by the way, is a good thing. It'll be a good thing for playoff seeding, but is it a good thing for making this team battle-tested or us finding anything out about this team? I don't think so going forward. So that's another offshoot of this. It is the Patriots postgame show live from our Subway Fresh broadcast studios inside Gillette Stadium. We'll continue to hear from you. Ace Ticket Hotline, 508-298-0398. Send your emails to webradio@patriots.com. We've talked an awful lot about Rob Gronkowski and the true standout performer in this game. You'll hear from Rob Gronkowski next, and we'll also go around the AFC East coming up here on the Patriots postgame show.
Your business traveler who's flying away, you can get more out of your working day with plush leather seats, including legroom galore to stretch out your knees, feet, and more. Plus 36 channels of DirecTV in your seat gives you something to watch once work is complete. Log on at JetBlue.com or call for an experience dedicated to you above all. My name is Edwin, and I'm a JetBlue crew member.
And that was a dedication to you from JetBlue. Experience it firsthand at JetBlue.com/business. Based on the average fleet-wide seat pitch of U.S. Airlines, DirecTV service available on flights in 48 contiguous states only.
Hey, it's Jim from Ace Ticket, Boston's very own ticket agency. Ace Ticket is based here in Boston, so we know every seat in every venue. We're Boston fans just like you. From Boston sports to concert and theater, whether you need one ticket or 100, Ace has you covered. So treat yourself or someone special. Call 1-800-MY-SEATS or visit aceticket.com and take advantage of our free and easy pickup at our Fenway Park or Boston Garden location. That's 1-800-MY-SEATS.
1-800-MY-SEATS. Introducing the Droid Bionic by Motorola. So powerful it can access your home computer remotely and pull out your music, movies, images, and documents at the mind-melting speed of Verizon 4G LTE. The Droid Bionic. It's not only the master of droids, it's the master of machines. Control it, and you control everything.
Get the new Droid Bionic by Motorola and never sync with a cord again. Visit any Verizon store, droiddoes.com, or call 1-800-256-4646. Coverage details at verizonwireless.com/4GLTE.
That is the metaphorical sound of you hitting your head against the wall in your search for the perfect brand new car. Let's chalk it up to the fact that you didn't know AutoTrader.com even had new cars. See, AutoTrader.com lets you compare new cars side by side, even special offers, so your head and heart can both get what they want. Say your heart wants a sporty 2011 coupe, but your head wants the best deal in town. Bingo! A never been owned before coupe that your head and heart can both agree on. AutoTrader.com, now the ultimate new car marketplace.
Okay, I'll have the Giganto Burger with Cheese Combo.
Oh, will that be all?
That's it.
Go, Pats! What?
If you're like this man, you have what is known as a healthy obsession with the Patriots.
Hi, just the jeans today?
Yeah, thanks.
Go, Pats!
Okay, that was weird.
I know, right?
At Bank of America, we understand, and we can help.
I'll just take this when you're ready.
Oh, here you go.
Go Pats!
Indeed, go Pats.
With Patriots Checking from Bank of America, you can do more than just tell the world about your loyalty. You can show them by getting the Patriots logo on your checks and debit cards.
I say, here's a baguette. Go long.
I'm open.
Whoops. Ask your Bank of America associate if Patriots Checking is right for you. Or go to bankofamerica.com/patriots.
Bank of America N.A. Member FDIC. Copyright 2010 Bank of America Corporation. And account setup fee may apply in some states.
Patriot Place in Foxborough is New England's premier entertainment, dining, and shopping destination. Experience the Hall at Patriot Place, presented by Raytheon, an interactive museum dedicated to the history of New England football. The family will want to check out the latest summer movie at Showcase Cinema Deluxe, or a concert or comedy show at Showcase Live, shop retailers, and the region's only Bass Pro Shops. And of course, there's always dinner and drinks as you dine outdoors and take in the sunset or the view overlooking Gillette Stadium. Experience world-class medical care at Brigham and Women's Mass General Health Care Center, located on site at Patriot Place. The region's only four-star hotel, the Renaissance Hotel and Spa, offers luxurious accommodations, including the ultimate in pampering at Spa Epochet. Special events are always happening at Patriot Place, from Kids Club Storytime every Tuesday to the area's largest classic car display. Patriot Place is located in Foxborough next to Gillette Stadium, and parking is free. Visit patriot-place.com for complete store and restaurant hours and event listings. Patriot Place. Shop, dine, enjoy.
Hey guys, pumpkin coffee is back at Dunkin' Donuts.
Awesome. But what's with the guy behind you playing the timpani drum?
It's a big deal. Dunkin's pumpkin coffee is back for fall.
So you hired him to play every time you say pumpkin coffee?
And when I say something smart in a meeting.
This is big. Pumpkin is back at Dunkin' Donuts. Hurry in for a hot or iced pumpkin coffee before it's gone. America runs on Dunkin'. Price and participation may vary. Limited time offer.
Guys, I think the lady at Dunkin' Donuts is totally into me.
Why is that?
She made a delicious chicken salad sandwich just for me with celery and herbs on an oven-toasted croissant.
Yeah, they definitely do that for everyone.
Can I just enjoy this moment with Dunkin' Chicken Salad Woman in my heart?
Hurry in for Dunkin's new Bakery Fresh Chicken and Tuna Salad Sandwiches. They're hand-built just for you. America runs on Dunkin'. Price and participation may vary.
This is Patriots kicker Steven Gostkowski, and you're listening to the Patriots postgame show with Adam Jones on Patriots.com radio.
A couple of field goals in that game for our good buddy Steven Gostkowski. The Patriots take care of the Chiefs 34-3 on Monday Night Football. Seven wins now on the season for the Chiefs as we approach 1:30 Eastern time. Got about 20 minutes left here. On the Patriots postgame show, Adam Jones live from our Subway Fresh Broadcast Studios inside Gillette Stadium. You can give us a ring if you're still up, 508-298-0398, or email us webradio@patriots.com. That's where Paul writes in, Adam, I'm an avid Patriots fan, but I have to say it's a bit disappointing how quickly Brady is to end an interview or postgame analysis. He's certainly been in the league for a long time, and I'm sure the questions become more redundant, but as a fan and as people who pay a player's salary, it'd be nice to see a greater amount of enthusiasm or willingness to answer questions after a game without being in a rush. You know, Paul, for me, as a member of the media, look, you know, I always want to see a player be engaging. I always like to get a good, detailed, interesting answer from a player, but I don't always expect it. And, you know, to me, I don't feel like I need it. You know, and honestly, fans don't want to hear from a media member sitting there going, well, Brady needs to be more accountable or Belichick. You know, fans don't want to hear that. And I get where you're coming from. You say you want the information. Fine. As someone who does indeed pay the player's salary, I understand where you're coming from. So I respect your opinion. But for me, look, Brady is how he is at the podium.
Hell no.
You know, and I don't. I think by and large, he's pretty good. So he's been cutting things off a bit at the end of the season this year, and I find it odd that, you know, he is like his own PR person being like, hey, guys, final question. Like, I just find that a little odd, but whatever. You know, Brady has the right to do what he wants at the podium.
Want to know my thought on that one, Adam?
What?
My one thought might be reading into it a little too much, but remember that get lubed up comment? Just an innocent little ha-ha comment, and the media crushed him for it?
Yeah.
I don't think he's forgiven the media.
Well, interesting. I think the reason we see him at the podium every Wednesday is totally because of that comment. Remember how he used to do it at his locker? Hasn't done it at his locker since. So I think that comment, I think Brady's been more cautious. I don't think he holds the media accountable for that. If anything, it was the Patriots who acted out and tried to cover it up right away. That was odd by the team to come out and be so proactive. Like, that statement didn't need to be blown out of proportion at all. Not to go off on a tangent here. But, you know, it was just a funny comment from Tom Brady, and all of a sudden, the NFL, the Patriots, and their PR arm are coming out and trying to say, oh, well, he meant stay hydrated, he didn't mean drink. Who cares? We know what he meant. So, you know, for me, I think those comments and the way it was handled has resonated with him. I think that's part of the reason why he's spoken at the podium each and every week since then. But is it that he hasn't forgiven the media? That's something I guess I got to think about further. Ace Ticket Hotline, 508-298-0398. That's where Pierre calls us from New Jersey. You're next up here on the Patriots postgame show. What's up, Pierre? Hey, Pierre, you there? No. All right, 508-298-0398.
He was there.
It's that time
of
night.
Call back, Pierre.
Look, it's that time of night, LePan. Approaching 1:30 Eastern Standard Time here on Patriots.com. Don't expect the phones to exactly be stellar at this point. We already had Collins like blow those things up earlier tonight. I don't think you were in there for that. We already had our fair share of phone difficulties earlier tonight on the Patriots postgame show. Following the Pats 34-3 victory over the Kansas City Chiefs, we told you a couple of times, the standout performer for me, Rob Gronkowski, Patriots tight end tonight. 4 catches, 94 yards, 2 more touchdowns, has reached double digits for the second consecutive season. He's the fastest tight end in the history of the NFL to 20 touchdowns. This was Gronkowski after the Patriots win over the Chiefs.
A little bit.
Yeah, they're always cracking jokes.
Chinese are cool. Easy addition or something? What were they? Any math problems or anything to make sure you're all right?
I mean, they kept asking me, and I started throwing out my own math problems. But I knew.
What were those?
I was like, dude, I can count to 10. I started counting to 10. I mean, it's pretty easy, though. Yeah. So they kept letting me play.
Hey, Rob, on that first touchdown, did you get a sense early on that you were just wide open? Like, it looked like having a linebacker, but on the fake, is that what
yes, definitely. It was a great play overall. I mean, they've been on the fake well. The whole line did a great job with that play, and Tom saw me, and he made the nice throw, and they bit so well, and the whole lineman went off so well that it just happened to be wide open, and I happened to get the touchdown, which was
What's your confidence level at right now when you get the ball? Because we're not just seeing catches and then contact and go down. You're turning things into for a tight end that's unusual to have that many plus plays.
I mean, whatever, man. When I get the ball, I mean, you just don't want to go down. You try and do something with it, just like everyone else does. What a running back does, you got to try and do something with the ball. That's why you get it. And it just happens that those were just big plays, and I was wide open, and everyone else is doing a good job to get that. It got me open, so that's just all that's going on.
You think that is going to be a little sore in the morning?
I hope not.
Are you a good dancer? I mean, I watched that sideline.
Oh, yeah, I'm a good dancer.
Any specialties dance-wise? You kind of look like a ballet dancer.
I can do any dance. Maybe I'll whip some more. Yeah, but I don't want to tell you, so it's a secret.
Rob, you've got the most touchdowns for a tight end in the fewest years in NFL history. Did you know that, and what does that say about you as a tight end?
Yeah, someone, they just told me that, the Monday Night Football crew, they just told me that. But it just shows that how hard our team's working. Everyone's doing their job, and I just happen to be the open guy, and Tom hits me in the end zone. So that's all that's going on. Great coaching. Everyone's helping me out to get better, and it's great playing with everyone because everyone works hard and does their own job to help each other out.
You ever have to pinch yourself a little bit Monday Night Football? You just go off the field, you have a stat thrown at you like that, you had a great game, and you're just enjoying the moment. You have to pinch yourself?
Yes, definitely. It's still pretty crazy. I mean, it's still a dream come true being in the NFL. I mean, some days I wake up, I talk to Dane, my roommate, and we're like, dude, we're in the NFL. Like, it's crazy still. Like, we still can't kind of believe it. It's playing with all these great players and everything that we looked up to when we were in high school, even middle school. So much fun coming out. You got to treat every moment like it's your last.
Did they tell you who you passed to get that distinction?
Yeah, they told me Mike Ditka, who's a great tight end.
All right, so there he's talking about Ditka, whose record he broke. It took Ditka 31 games to get 20 touchdowns. Took Gronkowski 26, so he's the fastest tight end in the history of football to get to 20 touchdowns over the course of his career. And what's mind-boggling about Gronkowski, and you forget this at times, though when you hear him after the game, you are reminded of it to an extent. But what's mind-boggling about Gronkowski, guy's 22 years old. 22 years old. And again, it comes across in the interviews a bit. Dude, we're in the NFL. Dane, we're in the NFL, bro. Like, that kind of stuff, it comes across a little bit. But on the football field, and I thought Tom Curran did a good job asking about it, though Gronk didn't necessarily answer it. But, you know, the ability to stay in bounds, he did this on both of those touchdown runs. The athleticism, the ability to stay in bounds, break tackle. What tight ends do you see that from, honestly, in the league? Like, you don't see it from a lot of guys. And you saw Gronkowski do it twice, the first time on that 52-yard touchdown. Crossing pattern across the middle of the field. Breaks a touchdown, a tackle, I should say, from Kendrick Lewis and rumbles into the end zone. That was the first one. The second one may have been more impressive. First drive of the second half, 19-yard touchdown, breaks away from Washington, tiptoes, stays in bounds, flies into the end zone, lands on his neck, for God's sakes. Has to do that 10-second countdown that Brady was joking about and he was joking about. And I just think the athleticism was just on display, and it is off the charts from Rob Gronkowski tonight. And I've said it a couple of times. That's why I feel like it was a national coming out party for Gronkowski. Honestly, you're in a water cooler or around a water cooler at work tomorrow, and you're in, you know, Omaha or some, you know, flyover state watching that game last night. Who are you talking about today? It's not Tom Brady. You know, it's not probably not Kyle Arrington or Julian Edelman. You know, no offense to those guys, but it's probably not either of those guys. It's probably Rob Gronkowski and the way he played in that football game last night. So I don't know. For me, you know, and Curran also asked him, do you ever pinch yourself after these Monday night football games, and you're on national TV, and they're telling you about these stats and these records you've set. You know, it was a true coming out party for him. And again, it is a vote of confidence, or at least an example of the Patriots' drafts and their value system working out and paying off. And you hear a lot about the misses. This is an obvious hit, and the Patriots' value system paying off. So, look, credit where it's due. We did it last week with Andre Carter, and a veteran signing for Bill Belichick. There's been some misses, but that one was a hit. Same thing with the value system and the Patriots draft. They hit Gronkowski out of the park. Guy would have been a first-round pick if he didn't miss his entire final season at the University of Arizona. But you know what? The Patriots thought they were at a breaking point with him where they said, you know what, the value's too high. We'll go in on him. And Matt, you pointed this out earlier in the program. You're right. Hernandez, the exact same way. So, you know, those were a couple of examples of the Patriots hitting it out of the park on those signings.
Wouldn't you pay to be a fly on the wall of that conversation with him and Dane Fletcher? Because that's who he was talking about. Dane Fletcher is his roommate.
No, those flies must be banging their heads against the wall being like, what are you two morons talking about? Like, that's what the flies on the wall must be talking about. Like, hey, morons, how much longer are you going to talk about, like, how much weight you can lift and, you know, what girls you're going to look at later today, you know, or what girls you're going to meet up with later today? So, no, I don't need to be a fly on that wall. I think I have a pretty good idea how it goes. 508-298-0398. That's the Ace Ticket Hotline. You can email us, webradio@patriots.com. That's where Aaron writes in. Adam, it's funny. Seems we're seeing Kyle Arrington in what we were expecting to see McCourty this year. And that was a lethal tumble that Gronk took into the end zone. Man, it was scary. The offense needs to step up because there won't be getting these huge point spreads in the playoffs. I believe the Pats will make it. And I think they'll win their division, but in this league, all that matters is how you play in January. Solid win, nonetheless. Go Pats. Keep up the good work. And again, that's Aaron. Well, Aaron, they're winning the division. We'll get to around the AFC East in just a little bit. They're winning the division. Like, that's happening. They have the inside track for a bye week and arguably the number one seed in the entire AFC. But on Arrington, it's a good point. Like, okay, it's disappointing what McCourty's done this season. Absolutely. But hasn't Kyle Arrington kind of filled that role? Chris Forsberg breaks these things down on ESPNBoston.com, and he wrote about not just the interceptions for Arrington, and he had 5 coming into this game tonight, now leads the NFL with 7 after 2 picks in that game tonight. But Arrington has been, from a statistical standpoint, I'm not saying he's one of the top 5 corners in the NFL, but from a statistical standpoint, he's been one of the top 5 cornerbacks in the NFL. When you throw at him, he has one of the top 5 lowest quarterback ratings against coming into the game tonight. So again, I'm not saying he's a top 5 corner in the league, but Kyle Arrington has had a nice season for the Patriots, and I thought the way Belichick put it earlier when we played you Belichick at the podium, called him opportunistic. I think that's the absolute right word for Kyle Arrington and what he's been able to accomplish this season for the Patriots. And look, he's somebody who Belichick, much earlier in the season, singled out as a guy who clearly put in the work necessary. Started 15 games for the Patriots last year, didn't rest on his laurels, put in the work necessary, and he's improved. And that's one thing I'd wonder about Devin McCourty. You know, McCourty made a Pro Bowl last year and came back and got torn apart this year. Did he put in the necessary work? That's something that I think is a fair question to ask about Devin McCourty. And in the case of Kyle Arrington, I think it's pretty apparent he did. 508-298-0398. That's the Ace Ticket Hotline. Your emails go to webradio@patriots.com. That's where David writes in. Adam, first it needs to be recognized, the play of the special teams, especially kickoff and punt return coverage. It's good to see some consistency in this area being delivered by good performances 2 weeks in a row. Kickoff and punt return coverage can certainly make a difference come playoff time when the weather changes and field position becomes paramount. This shows the importance of keeping the special teamers like Matt Slater on the team. And again, that's David writing into webradio@patriots.com. I don't know. Correct me if I'm wrong. They didn't give up any super long kick returns tonight, LePan, but there were a couple of long. Didn't Arenas have a couple of returns?
Yeah, I mean, you know, there people are saying that the special teams looks good. I don't see it. I think that it's when you face like
I'm looking at it. Arenas averaged 18 yards on punt returns.
When you face a team like Philadelphia next week,
18 yards per punt return. That's a ton.
Yeah, that's huge. That's actually so terrible.
Like, I don't think the special teams had a bad night by any means, but it's just I thought Arenas had a couple of returns in that game. Now look, I will tell you that the special teams were atrocious in the Steelers game, and they weren't much better in the Giants game. There were missed field goals. The Patriots couldn't even get an onside kick 10 yards. Like, the special teams were atrocious in those two losses, and they've been better the last 2 weeks. So from that standpoint, I get where David's coming from. But, you know, I just didn't think it was this huge night from special teams. I thought they did a nice job controlling Joe McKnight last week. I don't know. I thought Arenas had some returns in that game tonight. Patriots do, however, take care of the Kansas City Chiefs 34-3 here in Foxborough. As you're listening to the Patriots postgame show live from our Subway Fresh Broadcast studios inside Gillette Stadium. I'm Adam Jones here on Patriots.com. We'll continue to hear from you on the phones. Ace Ticket Hotline is 508-298-0398. Your emails go to webradio@patriots.com. But I told you, we'd take a look at the Patriots with the clear inside track in the division, and we do that now by going around the AFC East.
It's time to go around the AFC East on the Patriots postgame show with Adam Jones. Get the latest news and information on the Bills, Dolphins, and Jets. Adam Jones has the latest divisional scores and standings from around the AFC East.
Patriots now at 7-3 with a two-game margin in the AFC East because those two teams behind them, the Jets and Bills, remember when this was a deadlock 3 weeks in a row? Or 3 weeks ago, I should say. Remember when this was a deadlock in the AFC? It's not the case anymore. The Jets got it handed to them on Thursday night, 17-13 in Denver. Tim Tebow drives down the football field at the end of the game. You guys know the drill by now. But the Jets dropped to 5-5 with that loss in Denver. You can talk about a short week all they want. I do not think the Jets are done. I still think they're capable of making the postseason. But they have Buffalo coming up at 1 o'clock, little less than a week from today. That's an elimination game. The loser of that game is done, whether it's Buffalo, whether it's the Jets. Both of those teams sit at 5-5. The loser of that game is out.
No! We suck again!
I fully expect the Jets to win that football game. And I expect the Jets to make a playoff run. They've been too resilient. They've shown they bounce back from this too much. So I'm not writing off the Jets. That Bills team, I told you last week, nosediving. You can tell they're falling apart. 5-5 now, got it. I said the Jets got it handed to them in Denver. It's more accurate to say the Bills got it handed to them in Miami yesterday, 35-8. Eight freaking points out of the Buffalo Bills. Dolphins, and we'll get to them in a second, just handed it to the Bills. Ryan Fitzpatrick throws head-scratching interceptions. That Bills offense, nowhere near what it was the first four weeks of the season. And they lose to the Dolphins. That'll be an elimination game coming up between the Patriots, between the Dolphins and the Jets coming up here on Sunday. The loser of that game is out of it in the AFC East, in my view. And then you have the Dolphins down at the bottom of the division. They've won three straight, took care of the Bills 35-8. They have Dallas on Thanksgiving. And you know what? I wouldn't pick against the Dolphins in that game. I think the Dolphins can go into Dallas on Thanksgiving and take care of that Dallas team. They're not an overwhelming team. They're a team that shoots themselves in the foot.
How about them Cowboys?
So, for me, you know, I sit there and go, that's a game they can win. I think the Dolphins have been pesky now for five straight weeks. They've won three in a row. So for me, that Dolphins team is something to account for in week 16 coming up here for the Patriots. That's something to file away. Are they going to be a pesky team at the end of the season? So there's your AFC standings, or AFC East standings. Patriots sit there at 7-3. Jets and Bills, both two games back at 5-5. They play each other this week. So one's going to be, for all intents and purposes, eliminated, in my view. And then you have the Dolphins at 3-7 coming on a bit. That's around the AFC East, where the Patriots, again, lead that division handily. Division is not in doubt. Not after a 34-3 victory over the Chiefs tonight. The division is not in doubt. The question is, are the Patriots going to be the top seed? Are they going to lose another game? That's something we'll be investigating all week on ESPN Boston Radio, noon to 2. Make sure you check us out on ESPNBoston.com. Our thanks tonight to Patriots cornerback Kyle Arrington for joining us on the Patriots post-game show. Obviously, thanks to everyone behind the scenes, Kevin Collins, Matt LePan, for helping us out here on the broadcast tonight. We will talk to you next Sunday after the Patriots take on the Philadelphia Eagles at 4:15 down in Philadelphia. We'll talk to you then here on Patriots, the post-game show on Patriots.com.
This has been the Patriots postgame show with Adam Jones on Patriots.com radio. For more news, analysis, and reaction from today's game, tune into Patriots.com radio all week. Tuesday through Thursday, starting at noon, it's PFW in Progress, Patriots Playbook, and the Pete Shepherd Show. Next Sunday, the Patriots travel to the City of Brotherly Love to take on the Philadelphia Eagles. Kickoff is set for 4:15 p.m. from Lincoln Financial Field. Please stay tuned for the Patriots postgame show with Adam Jones immediately following the game. Log on to Patriots.com anytime for the most up-to-date news and information on your favorite team.